Play ball. American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to American Legion Baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHS. Day number four of the State American Legion Baseball Tournament here in South Omaha. Hastings Five Points Bank getting set to take on Omaha Westside KB Building Services tonight. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kendig. And coach, tonight's ball game, a great opportunity to see maybe one of the best, if not the best, team in the state of Nebraska tonight.
Yeah, they're going to be tough. You know, you don't win 45 games and only lose three if you're not really good, really deep on the mound. And from what we've seen watching them this weekend, they got a bunch of hitting too, so they're going to be really tough.
Emotional win for you last night. Picked up a 3-2 win over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Went to the bottom of the 11th inning before you won it last night.
Yeah, and you go 11 innings and only have to use two guys. You know, we felt pretty good about that. Didn't have to throw Alex, who we were hoping to hold off until today. That was the plan yesterday. So Zach did exactly what he needed to do, and Matt Kronz came in and did the last two innings. So we'll take our chance with Alex today.
Zach Merrill, he went the first nine innings, threw like 136 pitches in the ball game. And then Matt Kronz, who's really come on here at the state tournament to kind of save you guys, he threw the final two.
Yeah, he did. And Zach threw really well. You know, he was about 101 pitches at eight innings and only ended up at 36 in the next, or 101 at seven and ended up 136. So he had some short ones in there towards the end, and that helped. And, you know, he just battled and kept us in that ball game. So
Matt Kronz has now thrown three innings here at the state tournament, giving up no runs, two hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. A kid that was pitching for Johnson Imperial Homes a week ago.
Yeah, he's got a lot of confidence. He had a good junior year, and he's pitched well. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him tonight if it's a situation where we needed him.
Went error-free last night in the field, and that's probably one of the big reasons why you won the ball game last night.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we can't make mistakes, and especially mistakes with runners on base, and we did a great job last night. Left side of the infield got a lot of opportunities, took advantage of everyone, made the play, and you know, against a team like Westside here, you know, you can't make mistakes. You cannot give them four or five outs every inning, or, you know, there's a reason there's only three outs in the inning, and we got to keep it to that.
Couple of guys that are doing a great job to the plate for you so far in the state tournament. Ryan Kern hitting .455 here at the state tournament. Ben Reimer .364. A couple of guys that picked up two hits apiece last night.
Yeah, that's seven and nine hitters for us. So, you know, we've talked about being balanced through the line. Ryan was a three hitter for us at the beginning of the year, and we slowly kind of moved him down into the order. He's hit well. Alex Panganiban had a bad night or rough night last night, but hit well. Brock got on. You know, it's been a good weekend for a lot of guys.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about KB Building Services, the team out of Omaha Westside, as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me from first. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball!
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
Tyrone, you got schooled.
Back in South Omaha tonight, it's the fourth day of the State American Legion Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHIS. Hastings Five Points Bank, KB Building Services, a team out of Omaha Westside. I think a lot of folks when this tournament got started kind of pointed to this team to maybe win it all.
Yeah, you know, I think they're probably the favorite coming in. Did they give anybody give us a chance? We don't know. You know, there's nothing to say that they didn't. But, you know, we're just happy to be one of the last eight teams of 40-some Class A teams, and that's where we're sitting right now.
This is a team that also won the state high school championship during the spring. Combined their records so far, they're 83-6. Not a lot of teams have found a way to knock off this team.
Right. They're a strong team. They got, you know, their four or five guys are probably as good as a lot of teams one on the mound. They hit up and down the lineup. You know, they got guys that are getting looked at by any college or pro teams even right now, I think, on the mound. So I don't know what we're going to see on the mound, but, you know, we're going to have to scrape some hits together and score some runs, and hopefully Alex keeps those guys off the bases and come away with the win.
Do we have to play a perfect game tonight to win this thing?
Right. You know, I don't know perfect, but, you know, when our errors come, they can't be the leadoff innings. You know, if you get an error with two outs, you're still okay, but you got to play pretty darn close to perfect or at least error-free.
Alex Panganiban gets his start here tonight. Fortunately, we've got him around with plenty of innings to throw tonight if he can get that part.
Yeah, you know, Alex Panganiban is going to go. We're hoping he goes deep. Jared Foote's ready to go. He didn't throw a whole lot the other day. Alex Mendoza, Kranz is ready. Ryan Kern, we feel like we're sitting in a pretty good situation with our pitching. Mace Spilnick, you know, he'd go out there even if his arm was hurting. He would do anything for this team, so we're going to throw everybody if we have to.
What's this team got to do tonight to maybe pull off the major upset in this one?
Right, we're going to have to get people on. We're going to have to move runners. You know, we're not going to get a lot of chances. So when we get an opportunity with runners in scoring position, we're going to have to drive them in and, you know, pitch and hit. Same thing every time.
This team looking forward to this challenge?
Oh, yeah, they're ready to go. You know, they were so excited last night. And we said enjoy tonight, but tomorrow, you know, or today now, you know, you got to get to that next game, and Westside's our focus now. So we're ready to go. They're happy to be in this situation.
Worried at all that the team might have a hangover from the big win last night?
No, I don't think so at all. These guys, you know, we've had this experience already. We were on Lexington, North Platte, Scotts Bluff. We had this situation, had to get to that next game. So they're ready to go.
Is this the best team that we're going to face this year?
I would say probably pretty close. If they're not, Grand Island was. Grand Island's a pretty good team, too. But, yeah, you know, from what we've seen, they're pretty darn good.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Stick around. Sonic Labs, play-by-play description up next. It's KB Building Services out of Omaha Westside. Hastings Fine Points Bank tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to South Omaha. It's day number four of the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings Fine Points Bank in another elimination game here tonight as they take on a team out of Omaha Westside, KB Building Services, here in this ball game tonight. KB Building Services, Omaha Westside, the only undefeated team left in the American Legion Baseball Tournament here this weekend. So they will play in the championship ball game tomorrow. No matter what happens here, Hastings will need a win to continue their season. And it'll be a tough one here tonight. Hastings coming in 29-19 in the season. Last night picking up a 3-2, 11-inning win over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Meanwhile, this team we'll see here tonight from Omaha Westside, they have a record of 48 wins and 3 losses officially as they enter this ball game tonight. They also won the state high school baseball championship during the spring. So this year, this team has a record of 82 wins and 6 losses as they take on Hastings here tonight in the State American Legion Baseball Tournament. Winner moves on to tomorrow, the final day of the tournament. And if Hastings loses this ball game, their season over for the year. Was giving the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Any reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go this way here tonight. Brock Dreher will lead off. He'll be out in center field. Jameson Cockrell will bat second. He'll be in right field tonight. Alex Pangan-Eben will get the start for Hastings tonight. Pangan-Eben will bat in a number 3 position. Mason Spilenick will bat 4th. He'll be at 3rd base tonight. Brooks Asher will be your catcher. He'll bat 5th. Zach Merrill, the first baseman, will bat 6th. Ryan Curtin, the second baseman, will bat 7th. Braden Valentine, the left fielder, will bat 8th. And Sam Reimer, the shortstop, will bat 9th. For Omaha Westside KB Building Services tonight, Jake Myers, the right fielder, will lead off. Devin Stuick, the center fielder, he'll bat 2nd. Then we'll see Drew Fitzmorris, the left fielder. Will Patterson, the third baseman, will bat in the cleanup position. Matt Waldron, the shortstop, will bat 5th. Mike Waldron, the first baseman, will bat 6th. Alex Nielsen, the catcher, will bat 7th. Luke Biggs, the pitcher, he'll bat 8th. And Paul Romero, the second baseman, he will bat 9th here today for KB Building Services. Signing lineups brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. After going 0-for-3 on coin flips last weekend out in the area tournament in North Platte, Russ Kindig calls right again. And Hastings, the home team, he is 4-for-4 in coin flips here at the state tournament. So Hastings will be the home team in this ball game against Omaha Westside KB Building Services. So KB up to the plate first to begin this first inning of play. Jake Myers will link things off for Omaha Westside KB Building Services. Alex Pangan-Eben, the senior on this team, gets the start tonight for Hastings. He has thrown 63 innings. He's been the workhorse on this pitching staff for Hastings this year, 63 innings. His record is at 6 wins and 5 losses on the season. Out of those 63 innings, he's given up 76 base hits and 33 runs, 19 earned, 15 base on balls, 22 strikeouts. ERA is at 2.11. As we say that, Jake Myers, he singles the center field at about the third pitch that he sees here in the first inning from Alex Pangan-Eben. This is going to be a load to handle tonight offensively for Hastings. Westside, very good. They have guys with batting averages well into the 400s and 500s for the season and the tournament. And Jake Myers, a guy who's been hitting .538 here during the state tournament, leads off the ballgame with a single to center field. This is Devin Stuick, the center fielder, coming up there next for Westside. His batting average during the state tournament so far is sitting at .416. He's reached base on a walk 4 different times so far in their 3 ball games. Fouls away the next pitch. And the count is at 1-1. Just underway here in South Omaha. Another picture perfect night for Legion Baseball tonight. Partly cloudy skies, 77 degrees. Winds will be out of the northeast at about 7 miles per hour. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away by Stuick, and Pangan-Eben is ahead on the count now at 1-2. A man on, Jake Myers down there at first base, just underway here in South Omaha tonight, the fourth night of the State American Legion Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Pangan-Eben working from the stretch, looks over his left shoulder toward first base, offers one of the plate, a breaking pitch is in there for a called third strike in the outside corner. Devin Stuick, he goes down in a strikeout, first strikeout of the ball game for Pangan-Eben. Drew Fitzmorris will come to the plate next. He's the left fielder. Fitzmorris batting .250 here during the state tournament in Omaha. Hastings dressed in their white uniforms here tonight, tournament lettered in the red. Meanwhile, KB Building Services kind of a off-white color here, a cream color, tournament lettered in black. Hastings in the field here, the home team here in this ball game here tonight against Omaha Westside KB Building Services. There's the ball hit to the left side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Picked up by Valentine out in left field. That one right by the third baseman, Mason Spilenick. So Fitzmorris, he gets aboard here. A base hit in the first inning. And Omaha Westside has got runners on at first and second base two base hits already here in the first inning. That's going to bring up Will Patterson next. He is the third baseman. Patterson is hitting at 357 for the state tournament so far. He's got one double to his credit. He is 5-for-14 as he comes to the plate for the first time tonight against Hastings. Pitch by Panganiban is going to be down low for a ball. Good stop there by Asher. Brooks Asher behind the plate again for Hastings. 5 points. Alex Panganiban on the mound. Zach Merrill at first base. Ryan Kern at second. Sam Reimer at shortstop. Mason Spilenick at third. Out on the outfield, Braden Valentine, Brock Durr, Jamison Cockrell from left to right. Two men on for Omaha West Side here in the top half of the first. There's the ball hit to the right side. Kern picks it up. He goes to second for one over to first base. That's not in time. The ball gets by Zach Maryland coming in from third base and scoring in the play is going to be Jake Myers. So Myers comes around from second base to score. They get the force out on the runner at second base. That was Fitz Morris. Will Patterson gets aboard after the relay throw was errant. And it's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings. So we'll go 11 innings last night without recording an error. And we get one here in the first inning of play. So Fitzmaurice, he is retired at second base on the force out there. But the relay throw from Sam Reimer over to Zach Merrill was wide of the target. And coming in to score on the play is going to be Jake Myers. It's a 1-0 ball game here in the first inning. Omaha West Side with a lead. Here's Matt Waldron to the plate next. He's the shortstop. Waldron with a batting average here during the state tournament of .454. So Waldron, the number five hitter in the batting order, comes to the plate here. But the man on at first base, that is Will Patterson. Working from the stretch is Panganiban. There's a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now no balls and two strikes here to Matt Waldron. Waldron, again, a .454 hitter here during the state tournament. 5-for-11. Here's a ball hit to shortstop. Reimer picks it up, goes to first base. It's going to be right on the target this time, and he records the out over there at first. But Omaha West Side, they score here in the first inning of play. They score one run on a couple of base hits, one error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Omaha West Side 1, Hastings nothing.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in South Omaha for the State American Legion Baseball Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Omaha West Side out on top of Hastings after the first half of the inning. 1-0 is the score. A game prior to this one, it was Millard West eliminating Papillion La Vista South by the score of 8-2. In Grand Island tonight in the first ball game, Omaha Creighton Prep over Omaha Burke 14-3. So Omaha Burke is eliminated there. Class C State Tournament in Hebron tonight. Hebron over Pender in the first ball game by a score of 6-5. And the Class A Junior State Tournament at Elkhorn South earlier tonight, it was Omaha Scott over Millard South 3-1. So Millard South eliminated there. GI 5 points will play Lincoln East in the second ball game. Big showdown up in Grand Island tonight in the Class A Senior State Tournament. Kearney taking on Grand Island. Kearney's the undefeated team. There's a ball hit up through the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. Brock Dreher on the very first pitch that he sees here in the ball game, he singles up the middle for a base hit. Brock Dreher, he has been on fire here in the state tournament, and he's got his batting average now up to .322 on the season. Jamison Cockrell comes up there next for Hastings. This guy we're seeing on the mound tonight for Omaha West Side is Luke Biggs. Biggs has actually thrown a couple of innings here in the state tournament. He recorded three strikeouts in one of their three ball games. There's a bunt laid down third base side. It's fielded there. The throw to first base. That's not going to be in time. So Brock Dreher heads down to second base on the play. Jamison Cockrell lays down a perfect bunt down the line in third base. They're going to chalk up an error on the play. But Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base and nobody out now during the first inning. They just wanted a sacrifice there. But an error chalked up on Will Patterson, the third baseman, and Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base here in the first inning. As Panganiban comes to the plate next for Hastings. Panganiban, a .338 hitter now on the season for Hastings 5 points Bank. He has actually taken over the best batting average on the team as a result of a pretty good state tournament so far. Pango is now 54 out of 160 from the plate. He's got the best batting average on the team of .338. Also doing the pitching chores here tonight. Here comes the next pitch by Biggs. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count to Pango is now sitting at 1-1. So after Panganiban, we'll see Mason Spolnick, then Brooks Asher, Zach Merrill, Ryan Kern, Braden Valentine, and Sam Reimer. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the first inning. They're the home team for the fourth straight day. There's a ball hit to right center field. That's going to be a base hit. Around the bag at third, coming home, sprinting home is Brock Dreher, and Hastings has tied the ball game. Here comes the second one in the plate, Jamison Cockrell. He's got to get there, and Hastings has the lead. Alex Panganiban gets a two-run double here in the first inning of play, and Hastings has gotten two. This pitcher right off the bat, Luke Biggs. All three guys have reached base, and Hastings has a 2-1 lead now over Omaha Westside in this first inning of play. A solid hit there by Panganiban out in the right center field. That rolls all the way to the wall here. That's a Brown Park. John Stella Field, and Hastings has got a 2-1 lead now. Mason Spillenick coming to the plate next. Nobody out here. Spillenick now squares around the bunt. Will take a strike, and now they got the base runner in between second and third base. No throw down to third base, and into the bag at third is going to be Panganiban. Hastings was trying to lay down a bunt to sacrifice Panganiban over to third base. Spillenick took a strike. Catcher came out of his stance, was going to fire the ball down to third base as Pango was halfway between second and third. And the third baseman not over to the bag over there, and the catcher had no chance to throw her down there. So Panganiban moves over to third base on the play. Hastings with two runs in here in the first inning, and Mason Spillenick has a count of no balls and one strike here at the plate. There's a ball that's going to be hit to the second baseman, Romero. He's going to come to the plate. The throw is high. The tag is made. And Pango is out here at the plate. So Panganiban was going there from third base. He comes home. But a nice throw by Paul Romero to nail Panganiban here at the plate. So that's going to be the first out of the inning. And now Mason Spillenick is aboard at first base for Hastings. That's a 2-1 ball game. Hastings with a lead over Omaha Westside here in this one. Brooks Asher coming to the plate next. KB Building Services, Omaha Westside, the only undefeated team left here in the tournament. They knocked off Papillion La Vista South in the winner's bracket final last night, 4-3. They beat Millard West on the second day of this tournament, 9-3, and they opened things up with a win on Saturday over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. The team we saw last night beat them by the score of 12-0. Hastings is leading here 2-1 as the next pitch can be fouled back to the screen. And Asher is behind it. They got it. No balls and two strikes. Asher now with a batting average on the season of .245 for Hastings 5 points Bank. Asher's got 37 base hits and 151 trips to the plate. He's got 8 doubles, no home runs. He's now driven home 25 runs for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 1-2. So Luke Biggs pitching out there for Omaha Westside here in this ball game. Alex Nielsen is behind the plate. Asher is the right-handed hitter. There's one bat out for Hastings. Next ball is going to be hit to the left side. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. In the left field, picked up by Drew Fitzmorris. Hastings has another base hit here in the first inning. Heading down to second under play is going to be Spolnick. Brooks Asher gets a single here in the first inning. Now Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Hastings coming out of this ball game on fire here. One out in the inning so far. Zach Merrill coming to the plate. His batting average is now at .271 on the season for Hastings 5 points Bank. Merrill is 32 for 118 from the plate. as Biggs comes to the plate with the ball down low. 1-0 the count to Merrill. Zach so far this year has got 10 doubles to his credit, no triples, and no home runs. He's driven home 23 runs for Hastings this year. He bats on the right-hand side. There's a throw to second base. The shortstop sneaking over there, Matt Waldron. He makes an acrobatic catch there to keep that one going from the pitcher into center field. Base runner stays there at second base. That's Spilnick. Over here at first is going to be Asher. They've got Zach Merrill at the plate. Next pitch by Biggs is going to be down low for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. Merrill has walked 23 times so far this season, and he has walked 14 times for Hastings 5 Points Bank. As Hastings plays here in the bottom half of the first inning, Hastings now with a lead over Omaha Westside. The score is 2-1 in this one. Here's the next pitch by Biggs. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And Merrill is now looking at a count of two balls and one strike. Merrill here during the state tournament so far is hitting only 100. He is 1-for-10 here in the state tournament this weekend. So Luke Biggs comes set, throws some off-speed stuff to the plate. There's a little tamper out here. Patterson, the third baseman, grabs it. He rockets it over to first base. That's going to be in time. But the runner is advanced now to second and third. Got a good arm over there by Will Patterson, the third baseman. Gets it over to first base to retire Zach Merrill, but the runner's advanced to second and third on the play. And that's going to bring up Ryan Kern next for Hastings. Kern has been the guy who has really provided some offensive spark here at the state tournament. He's hitting .455 this weekend. He's 5 out of 11 from the plate for Hastings here in the state tournament. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit and one RBI. Chance to add up those numbers right here with base runners on at second and third base. He hits that one to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate, and Hastings has a 4-1 lead. Ryan Kern singles the left center field to drive home two more runs. Mason Spillett comes in from third base to score. Brooks Asher comes around from second base to score. And Hastings has jumped on Omaha Westside KB Building Services. It is now a 4-1 ball game. As we go to Braden Valentine next, this is the eighth man to come to the plate against Luke Biggs here in the inning number one. Valentine is going to take a strike here on a breaking pitch. No balls and one strike. Sam Reimer would be next. Dreher, Cockrell, Mason Spillenick, and Brooks Asher have all scored here in the first inning of play. Hastings with four base hits in the opening inning over Luke Biggs. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1 to Valentine. Braden so far during the state tournament, 167 is his batting average. He is 1 out of 6. On the plate here during the state tourney in South Omaha. Throw over to first base, not in time. Ryan Kern is back in there. So Braden Valentine at the plate here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. His season average is now at .333, 29 base hits and 87 trips to the plate. He hits that ball hard to right field, but it's going to be grabbed out there by Jake Myers. And finally, the inning is over. But a very good start for the Hastings 5 Points Bank baseball team as Hastings scores four runs on four hits. There's one error on KB Building Services, and the one man left on base would go to the second inning with a score. Hastings 4, KB Building Services 1.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in South Omaha. It's the State American Legion Baseball Tournament tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings surprising Omaha Westside KB Building Services after the first inning. It is 4-1. Alex Paganiban and the Rest of the troops back out for Hastings here in the top half of the second inning. This is going to be Mike Waldron, Alex Nielsen, Luke Biggs coming to the plate for Westside. Paul Romero would follow them if somebody can get aboard. Waldron is the number six hitter in the batting order. One ball and one strike now as Alex Panganiban comes with a strike there. So Pango seeing his first action of the state tournament on the mound for Hastings. Hastings really used him as the number two starter all season long and were able to save him through the first three games here of the state tournament. So Pango getting a good start here tonight against Omaha Westside. Here's a Waldron. He pops this one up out towards short, fielded by Reimer, and Waldron is retired in the play. Mike Waldron flies out to the shortstop. Sam Reimer of Hastings. That's going to bring up the catcher next, Alex Nielsen. Nielsen is 5-for-10 here during the state tournament in their three ball games. Again, they got wins over Lincoln Southwest, Millard West, and they won the winner's bracket final last night over Papillion La Vista South. There's a little check swing as a fastball comes in there, and it's going to be a strike in the outside corner. So no balls and one strike now to Nielsen. Hastings and Omaha Westside, KB Building Services here in this one tonight. There's the next pitch. Going to be fouled back to the screen. Nielsen is behind the count now with one ball and two strikes. American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Next pitch is hit right to Reimer at shortstop, and he grabs the ball there. Alex Nielsen, he lines out to the shortstop. Reimer, two up, two down here for Omaha Westside in the second inning of play. And that's going to bring up Paul Romero next. Check that. Luke Biggs will come up there first. Biggs, the number eight hitter in the batting order. He's the pitcher, and his batting average here in the state tournament is sitting at 181. So Luke Biggs comes up there here in the top half of the second inning. Panganiban goes to work on him. There's a fastball that's going to be delivered inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Hastings scoring four runs in the bottom half of the first inning after Omaha Westside scored one run in the top half of the first. Hastings with the lead here, 4-1. Westside had two base hits in inning number one. In a team that is officially 48-3 this summer. They put together a very successful spring season, too. They won the state high school Class A state championship. So this season combined, they're 82-6 between their Legion season and their high school season. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and the count is now at two balls and one strike to Luke Biggs as he stands in there in the right-hand batter's box. Panganiban's next pitch swung out and missed. There's now two balls and two strikes. Talking with the coaching staff, talking with the Hastings players, they were very confident coming into this ball game here tonight. They thought they had the pieces to maybe pull a big upset here in the tournament, and so far so good after one inning. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it is now three balls and two strikes. Panganiban kind of lost his balance there and went down on the pitcher's mound. Three balls and two strikes with two men out here in the top half of the second inning. Pango, full windup. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. Omaha Westside gets a base runner here. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Panganiban. And now we're going to have Paul Romero coming to the plate next. Romero is the second baseman. So Paul Romero comes in there from the right-hand side. He's the number nine hitter in the batting order. Romero will hold on the base runner over there at first base now as Panganiban comes with a fastball outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Skolnick, Reimer, Kern, and Merrill around the infield from third base to first base. With Asher behind the plate, Panganiban on the mound. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike right down the pipe there, and it's now one ball and one strike. Braden Valentine, Brock Dreher, Jameson Cockrell in the outfield from left to right. Next pitch is going to be on the inside corner. Romero dancing his way from the plate there, but he called strike there by the guys in blue. That's now one ball and two strikes to Paul Romero. With a man on at first base, that's Luke Biggs. Next ball is hit down the first base line. It's going to be in foul territory. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Hastings can hang on for the win here tonight. They would play again tomorrow at 5 o'clock against Millard West in the elimination game. And then the winner would play KB Building Services at 8 o'clock for the championship here on this side of the Class A state tournament. There's a long fly ball, but it's going to be in foul territory. Down the right field side. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes now on Paul Ramiro. So the winner of the American Division in the Class A State Tournament will take on the winner of the National Division, the one that's being played in Grand Island. That will be in just a few days. First things first, take one game at a time here as Hastings trying to survive here in the state tournament in this elimination ball game for them. Here's the next pitch by Panganiba. It's going to be a called third strike, and it's going to be a strikeout there. Second strikeout of the ball game for Alex Panganiba. And Omaha West Side, they score no runs on no hits. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings 4, Omaha West Side 1.
I was one of the first babies that my dad delivered once he came out to Hastings. It was always very neat getting to see how my dad interacted with patients. That was my first introduction to medicine, and I saw the way the patients looked at him, and I thought, boy, that'd be a pretty neat career to have. In my role as an OBGYN physician, it's important to me to try to get to know the patient and the family very well during that time, so I'm able to understand what their needs are and provide the best care possible. The inspiration for me is being able to form a bond with the patient and with her family as they're transitioning through a pregnancy, to take that extra moment to relate to the patient. She has to know that she can trust me and that I'll be there for her no matter what. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in South Omaha. State American Legion Baseball Tournament tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead over Omaha West Side. KB Building Services. Their score is 4-1. Sam Reimer coming up there next for Hastings. Reimer, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. And then Brock Dreher and Jamison Cockrell. Hastings had 8 guys in the plate in the first inning. Scored 4 runs and 4 base hits. Big base hits delivered up by Alex Panganiban, a 2-run double. Also Ryan Kern, a 2-run single in that first inning. There's the ball. It's chopped down to third baseline in foul territory. And Reimer is even on the count of 1-1. So Hastings with a lead 4-1 over Omaha West Side. Game doesn't mean too much for West Side since they won the winner's bracket final last night. They're guaranteed a spot in the championship ball game tomorrow here in the American Division of the Class A State Baseball Tournament. West Side, the only undefeated team left here in the tournament. Hastings fighting for the lives here tonight. They've got one loss. They pop this one up as Reimer sends us into the left side of the diamond, and the shortstop is going to make the call, and he makes the catch. Matt Waldron catches the ball there. Sam Reimer flies out to the shortstop for the first out of the inning. Brock Dreher comes up there next for Hastings. Dreher, he led off the Hastings half of the first with a single. Came around to score one of those 4 runs for Hastings 5 points bank as Dreher enters the batter's box for the second time here tonight. And the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 now on Dreher. Brock has now got a batting average on the season at .322. He takes a look at the pitch there, and it's going to be a strike in the outside corner. So Brock Dreher is now even on the count of 1-1. Dreher this year has got 47 base hits and 146 trips to the plate. There's a breaking pitch. Oh, hit over the head of the second baseman, Romero, into right field. Jake Myers will pick it up on the hop there. That's the fifth base hit of the ball game now for Hastings. And the second one tonight by Brock Dreher. Dreher had a couple of base hits last night in that win over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. And Brock has been on fire for Hastings 5 points bank here during this state tournament as he has recorded his 6th and 7th hit here tonight in this ball game. There's a high fly ball by Hastings. It's going to be a retrieve there by the shortstop who makes the catch on the edge of the outfield grass. That's going to be their second out as Jamison Cockrell, he flies out to the shortstop. And now Alex Panganiban comes up there next. So Hastings has got 2 men out now here in the second inning of play. Bottom of the second. Base runner is on at first base. That's a Brock Dreher. Panganiban had a 2-run double back there in the second inning of play. So Pango waiting on the pitch. First of all, Biggs wants to go to first, and back in there in time is going to be Brock Dreher. Hastings has not had a great success running the bases as far as swiping bases here in the state tournament. They're 0-3. There's the ball hit to right field. Jake Myers comes on, and Myers makes the catch, and the inning is over. Alex Panganiban flies out to right field to end the inning for Hastings. Hastings 5 points back. They score no runs, one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We have played two innings in South Omaha tonight to score Hastings 4 and Omaha Westside 1.
Summer savings going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Suits and sport coats, $99 and up. Select dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Summer shorts, tees, shirts, and polos, 30 to 50% off, including Tommy Bahama and Cutter and Buck. Ladies, shop the Hastings store for 30 to 75% off on the entire store of summer clothing. Select Brighton accessories, charm, shoes, and handbags, 50% off. Don't miss the summer savings event going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 points back, playing their ninth game in the last 2 weeks. Played five games out at the Area 7 tournament out in North Platte last weekend. Hastings went 3-2 in that tournament, finished second, got the state tournament berth, came to Omaha then the following weekend. Hastings so far 2-1 here in South Omaha. And they've got the lead here in their fourth ball game over Omaha Westside, KB Bowling Services, as we head to inning number 3 here tonight, top of the third inning for Omaha Westside. Panganiban back out there. We got the top of the order. Jake Myers, Devin Stuick, and also Drew Fitzmorris. Myers led off the ball game with a single for Omaha Westside, and he pokes that one foul on the right field side, out of play. And the count to him is now at no balls and two strikes. Myers has been a tough out here during the state tournament for the opposition. He is hitting .538 here at the state tournament for Omaha Westside in the state tourney. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. A breaking pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now one ball and two strikes to Jake Myers. 7-for-13 coming into the ball game here tonight, and recorded a base hit in the opening inning. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now two balls and two strikes. So the count is even. Alex Panganiban working out there for Hastings 5 points bank tonight in the full windup. He gets his sign here from Brooks Asher. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Hit back up through the middle. Panganiban can't grab it. Kern does it second, but his throw to first base bounces to Zach Merrill, and the ball gets away. And going over to a second base, actually hopped over the fence here on the nearest side. So Jake Myers is going to be awarded second base on the play. So it's going to be a throwing error on Ryan Kern, the second baseman for Hastings. Pango tried to knock it down with the pitcher's mound. Couldn't get quite get a glove on it. So Ryan Kern goes over behind the bag at second. It would have been a tough play anyway at first base as Kern snags it from going into the center field and then threw it an off-balance throw over to first base, and it bounces to Zach Merrill. Takes a big hop over the fence. So they give Jake Myers second base on the play. So a throwing error there on Ryan Kern. That's going to bring up Devin Stuick next, the center fielder. He struck out his first time up there. Batting average here in the state tournament so far is sitting at .416 for Omaha Westside. There's a pitch there by Panganiban. It's going to be inside and low for a ball. And Pango is behind in the count now with two balls and no strikes. Omaha Westside KB Building Services working here in the second inning of play. Waiting on the pitch here from Panganiban. It's going to be outside for a ball. And now three balls and no strikes. So they give him a base hit and an error. And that's a play by Jake Myers. So Omaha Westside now with three base hits in the ball game. Hastings has got five so far. Three balls and no strikes is the count here to Devin Stuick. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. A baseline ball is given up there. That's the second walk of the ball game by Alex Panganiban, the second one of the inning. Runners are on now at first and second base. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball on Drew Fitzmaurice. 1-0 the count. So one ball and two strikes here to Drew Fitzmaurice in inning number three here tonight. There's a ball hit to the pitcher. It's going to be retrieved there by Panganiba. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. So Fitzmaurice is retired in the play. The base runners now advance to second and third base on the play. And that's going to bring up Will Patterson next. Hastings has the lead over Omaha West Side. KB Building Services, the score is 4-1. The boy, you just got to keep the pressure on these guys. You cannot let up. This is a good hitting team, probably the best hitting team that Hastings will see all season long. We're in the third inning right now. This is Will Patterson coming to the plate next. He's a third baseman. He reached on an error his first time up there. So there's one man out in the third, and base runners are on at second and third base. And the pitch here to the plate to Will Patterson is going to be outside for a ball. Patterson, during the state tournament, is hitting at .357 for Omaha Westside KB Building Services. As Patterson was 5-for-14 in the first three ball games, he pops this one up. And it's going to be retrieved there by Dreher out in center field. And tagging up at third and coming home is going to be Jake Myers. So Will Patterson, he flies out to center field. But coming in, the score on the play is going to be Jake Myers as he tags up from third base. The runner at second base will stay. That is a Stuick. And now Hastings has a 4-2 advantage over KB Building Services. As Omaha Westside plates one on a sack fly here in the third inning of play. Matt Waldron will come to the plate next. He grounded out his first time up there to the shortstop. Waldron batting here from the right-hand side. Panganiban looking for the sign. A hard look there to his catcher, Brooks Asher. Waldron waiting on the pitch. And here he comes from Pango. Swing and a miss. No balls in one strike. Waldron, hefty batting average here at the state tournament. He's at .454 as the ball game got started here tonight. Omaha Westside KB Building Services. They've got a runner on at second base now and 2 minutes out. Pango's next pitch is going to be down low. Good stop there by Brooks Asher behind the plate. In Grand Island tonight, big ball game going on between Grand Island and Kearney. It's an elimination ball game for Kearney. They lose and their season's over. Grand Island is the undefeated team left, and that's a national division of the Class A state tournament. So they're playing tonight at Ryder Park. Next pitch is going to be fouled away down to third base side or first base side out of play. And the count down to Matt Waldron is sitting at 1-2. Hastings needs the win here tonight in this ball game to continue their season. They will play again tomorrow night at 5 o'clock if they can win here. If they lose, they'll head home for the summer. 1-2. Here comes the next pitch. A breaking pitch. A cold third strike in the inside corner. A strikeout there by Panganiban. His third strikeout of the ball game, and it occurs here at the end of the third inning. So Omaha Westside, they score one run on a base hit, one error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third now with a score, Hastings 4, Omaha Westside 2.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
At Rotter Park in Grand Island, middle of the fourth inning, it's Kearney runs at three and Grand Island home Federal three as they play in that ball game at Rotter Park. So they're tied up at three runs apiece, middle of the fourth inning at Rotter Park in GI. Hastings with a lead here, 4-2 over Omaha Westside KB Building Services. Hastings batting here now in the bottom half of the third inning. We've got 4, 5, and 6 coming up here. Mason Spilenick, Brooks Asher, and also Zach Merrill. Luke Big stays out there for Omaha Westside. Hastings got to him with 4 runs and 4 hits in the opening inning of play. Hastings also had a base runner in the second but could not score. They sent 4 men to the plate. Spilenick up there for the second time tonight. He reached out to a fielder's choice his first time up there as he fouls away this pitch down the line. And the count is at 2 balls and 1 strike. So 2-1 to Mason Spilenick. His season batting average is now at .293. Where he sees as he stands in the right-hand side. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And the count now is at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Mason Spilenick, playing at third base tonight for Hastings, 5 points back. Spilenick's got 41 base hits and 140 trips to the plate so far this year. 14 base on balls and 7 strikeouts. He taps that one toward third, fielded there, and he gets it over to first base in time. Will Patterson picking that ball up on the grassy portion of the infield between the pitcher's mound and third base. Well, he's got a rocket for an arm. Gets it across the diamond in a hurry to record the out on Mason Spilenick. That's going to bring up Brooks Asher next. Asher had a single back there in the first inning of play for Hastings. Scored 1 of the 4 runs for Hastings, 5 points. As Asher comes to the plate now with a batting average of .245 on the season as he takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. 37 out of 151 from the plate now for Asher. No home runs, 25 RBIs. Asher has walked 27 times. He has struck out 25 times this year. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1 ball and 1 strike to Brooks Asher here for Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's swung out and missed. Asher is behind in the count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Asher here in the state tournament thus far, .231. In the first 3 ball games, he was 3 out of 13 from the plate. Here's the next pitch, fouled away on the first base side, out of play. So the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. American Legion baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Next pitch comes in there for a called third strike on Asher. And Brooks goes down on a strikeout. That's going to be the first strikeout of the ballgame now for Luke Biggs. So now Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Merrill, he grounded out his first time up there to third base, so he's 0-for-1 so far tonight. Batting average on the season and now at .271 for Hastings as he takes a pitch right at the knees for a strike, and it's no balls and one strike now to Zach Merrill. Zach threw 9 innings in the ball game last night against the Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Did not factor in the decision. There's a ball hit to right field, and it's caught by Jake Myers, and Hastings down in order here in inning number 3 as Merrill flies out to right field. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score, Hastings 4, Omaha Westside 2.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action earlier today here in Omaha. It was Millard West ousting Papillion La Vista South by the score of 8-2. In Grand Island tonight in the first ball game, Omaha Creighton Prep over Omaha Burke 14-3. So Burke is finished for the season. Class C state tournament at Hebron. The host team, Hebron, picked up a big win over Pender tonight by a score of 6-5. A couple of area teams battling in the second ball game. That's Shelton Gibbon and Sutton. Shelton Gibbon is the undefeated team left in that tournament. Class A juniors at Elkhorn South in the first game tonight. It was Omaha Scott over Millard South 3-1. South eliminated there. Van Allen 5 points playing in the second ball game against Lincoln East. That ball game underway. And at Ryder Park in Grand Island, it is Carney Runza and Grand Island Home Federal. They're tied up at 3 runs apiece in the middle of the fourth inning. We're here in South Omaha. Hastings with a surprising lead over Omaha Westside KB Building Services. The score is 4-2 as we head to the top half of the fourth inning. Mike Waldron is out there for Omaha Westside as he fouls away this pitch. Back to the screen. And the count is at 1-1. Alex Pangadeben working out there for Hastings 5 points bank. We got a full arsenal of pitchers ready to go for tonight. Could see Jared Foote later on in the ball game. Could see Matt Kronz again. And Coach Russ Kindig says everybody is available for this ball game in his do or die situation for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count is sitting at 1-2. Pangadeben so far through 3 innings. He has walked 2 guys. He has struck out 3. He's given up the 2 runs and 3 base hits. Mike Waldron is behind in the count now at 1-2 as Pangadeben goes to work. Here's the next pitch outside for a ball. And is now even up at 2-2. Zach Merrill last night threw 136 pitches in the ball game for Hastings in the first 9. It went to 11 innings as Matt Kronz came on and actually picked up the win as Hastings scored a run in the bottom of the 11th inning. Brock Dreher drove in the winning run with a walk-off walk. And Hastings beat Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank by a score of 3-2 to advance to this elimination ball game tonight. And now with 3-2 to Mike Waldron. Pangadeben gets his sign again. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. 3 walks now in the ball game by Pango. Heading down to first base on the play is going to be Mike Waldron. That's going to bring up Alex Nielsen next, the catcher. He winds out first time up there to third base. So Nielsen comes back to the plate here in inning number 4 with a man out at first base. And now Pangadeben work from the stretch. Zach Merrill over there defensively for Hastings will hold him on. And a huge gap now between Merrill at first and Ryan Kern at second base. Hastings protecting basically up the middle here with Alex Nielsen. Both the shortstop and the second baseman shading toward the bag at second. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be inside for a ball. It is now 1-0 to Alex Nielsen, a 500 hitter so far here in the state tournament. 5-10 from the plate here for Omaha West Side as he pops this one up. It's going to be in deep center field, though. Brock Dreher drifts back, and he grabs the ball. So Alex Nielsen, he flies out to center, staying at first base on the play. It's going to be Mike Waldron as Dreher gets the ball back to the infield rather quickly there. Luke Biggs comes up there next. Biggs is a pitcher. Reached on a base on balls his first time up there. So Luke Biggs will stroll to the plate here in the right-hand batter's box with 1 man out in inning number 4. Hastings with 4 runs and 5 base hits so far. They've committed 2 errors in the field after going errorless last night in that ball game against Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. Omaha Westside KB Building Services, they've got 2 runs on 3 base hits. They've got an error so far in the ball game. As Luke Biggs is waiting on the first pitch here from Pangadeben, it's going to be down low. The runner's going to go at the first base and a throw down there by Asher, not in time. Brooks's throw was to the first base side of the bag at second and a pretty easy stolen base there by Mike Waldron. So he's now in scoring position here for Omaha Westside KB Building Services. Waldron is on the bag at second, 1 man out, and Luke Biggs at the plate here is a count of 1-0. Biggs from the plate in the state tournament so far. A 181 hitter batting out of the number 8 position here for Omaha Westside. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be inside a throw down to second base, not in time. Diving back in there was Waldron. Asher throws that one from his knees behind the plate. Down to second base, but it was not in time. And the count now to the pitcher for Omaha Westside, Luke Biggs, is sitting at 2-0. Paul Romero, the second baseman, would be next. And we'll see Jake Myers. 9-inning ball game again tonight here in South Omaha. Hastings out on top of Omaha West Side right now by a score of 4-2, trying to continue their season for at least one more day. Here's the next pitch by Pagan Eben. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count is at 3 balls and no strikes now to Luke Biggs. So Bango walked Waldron, who's now at second base for Omaha West Side. Now he's threatening to lose Luke Biggs, the number 8 hitter in the batting order here. The count is at 3 balls and no strikes. Waldron taking his lead down there at second. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. A couple of walks now by Pang and Eben here in this fourth inning of play. Luke Biggs heads down to first base. Mike Waldron is at second base, and here comes the pitching coach now for Hastings Five Points Bank, Kevin Asher, and is making his way out of the first base dugout to have a conversation here by, well, the entire infield is going to be pulled in here and have a little conference with two base runners on at first and second base. You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings will need a win here tonight to continue. They will play tomorrow at 5 o'clock against Millard West, a team that eliminated Papillion La Vista South earlier tonight, 8-2. So Hastings, they would need to win here and then play tomorrow at 5 o'clock. They would need to win that ball game. They would move into a second ball game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock against this KB Building Services team. This is a team that has not lost so far in the tournament, so they're automatically in the finals of this state tournament on this side. So Hastings would have to win here and then win two more games tomorrow to win the title here in the American Division of the Class A state tournament in Omaha. There's a bunt laid down, third base side. Spilenick charges, grabs the ball, goes to first base. That's going to be in time, but the sacrifice works as they move the base runners along. Paul Romero is thrown out into play from third to first. But the sacrifice works. Moving on to the third base on the play is going to be Waldron. Down to second base is going to be Luke Biggs. So now Omaha West Side has got runners in scoring position at second and third. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-2. Hastings jumping on West Side with 4 runs in the first inning. West Side has battled back now. Jake Myers coming to the plate next. Myers, he's been on base both times. A couple of singles. He has scored 2 runs for Omaha West Side. And the first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Bang and Eben running into some problems here in inning number 4 for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It stays down low for another ball. 2 balls and no strikes to Jake Myers. Devin Stuick would be next. Then we'll see a Drew Fitzmorris. Omaha West Side batting here in the top of the order. In the top of the fourth inning, this one's scheduled for 9 tonight. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's going to be hit back up through the middle. It's going to be a base hit. 1 run comes to the plate. Around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Biggs, and we're tied up. There goes the runner at second. Ball is going to be thrown down there by Asher. That's not going to be in time. And Jake Myers has been a thorn in our side here in the first 4 innings of play. He gets a 2-run single. That's his 3rd hit of the ball game for Omaha West Side. As Waldron comes in from third base to score, Biggs comes around from second base to score, and now we are tied up at 4 runs apiece here in the fourth inning. Coming down to second base on the throw was Jake Myers. Throw came in. Asher got it. Tried to nail Jake Myers at second base and couldn't do it as he was in there easily. So now it's a 4-4 ball game. We've got 2 men out. Here in the fourth inning, and now Devin Stuick is going to be hit by a pitch. It came inside. It just breezes by the uniform of Devin Stuick, so he's hit by a pitch. He heads down to first base now on the play. So runners are on at first and second base here in the fourth inning with 2 men out. And now Drew Fitzmorris comes to the plate next. Fitzmorris, he had a single back there in the first inning of play, and he grounded out to the pitcher in inning number 3. So he's 1-for-2 so far today. Here's the breaking pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. Jameson Cockrell backs up. Cockrell backs up, and he makes the catch. And the inning is over as Drew Fitzmorris flies out to right field to end the inning. But Omaha West Side, they score a couple of runs in this ball game on one base hit. No errors on Hastings, and 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth now with the score, Omaha West Side 4, Hastings 4.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
From Ryder Park in Grand Island, Carney Runza is out on top of Grand Island Home Federal. Now 4-3 is the score. They're in the middle of the fifth inning. But Carney Runza trying to stay alive in the Class A state tournament, leading Grand Island Home Federal now 4-3. They're in the middle of the fifth inning. Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins out on top of the Kansas City Royals tonight by a score of 2-0. Kansas City currently 53-50 on the season. They're opening up the three-game series with the Twins tonight at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. 4-4 is the score here. Hastings and Omaha Westside KB Building Services. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, this is Ryan Kern, Braden Valentine, and Sam Reimer, the bottom third of the order coming up here. The face Luke Biggs in Omaha Westside. And the count to Ryan Kern is sitting at 1-1. Kern had one of the two big hits in the first inning. He had a two-run single in the first. Alex Panganiban had a two-run double as Hastings plated four runs right off of the bat against Biggs, but he's kind of settled down since then. He gave a single up to Brock Dreher in the second inning and sent Hastings down in order in inning number three. There's a ground ball to the left side, fielded there by Patterson. Bobbles the ball. He throws a first base, not in time. Ryan Kern gets a board here for Hastings. That's going to be an error chalked up on Omaha West Side. That's going to be their second error of the ball game. Ryan Kern gets a board now for Hastings. Braden Valentine comes to the plate next. He flew out to right field his first time up there. Valentine is now sitting at .333 on the season as far as his batting average is concerned. 29 base hits and 87 trips to the plate for Valentine. Scores are on the butt down the first base side. Fielded there by the pitcher. He goes to first just in the nick of time. Throw down his second down in time. Braden Valentine gets the sacrifice laid down. 1-3 officially. Moving down to second in the play is Ryan Kern. And that's going to bring up Sam Reimer next. Reimer, he flew out to a shortstop his first time up there. Reimer's upped his batting average now to .243 on the season. Reimer having a pretty good weekend here at the state tournament. He's a .364 hitter coming into this ball game here tonight. Four base hits and 11 trips to the plate for Reimer, who's been basically the number nine hitter in the batting order all season long for Hastings 5 points. The pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. It was a check swing, and Reimer did not go around. So 1-0 the count. Hastings has a base runner at second base. It's a 4-4 ball game here tonight. Reimer with a count of 1-0. As Biggs comes set, here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to be outside for a ball. There's now 2-0 to Sam Reimer. Reimer this year has got 26 base hits and 107 trips to the plate. Three doubles for his extra base hits, no home runs, 14 RBIs, standing with a club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. That's now 2-1. Reimer's got 21 base on balls, and he's got 20 strikeouts so far this season. Again, a .243 hitter as he comes to the plate here in inning number four for this elimination ball game, the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament in South Omaha tonight. Here comes a 2-1 pitch on the way. It's going to be lifted towards center. Stuick is going to center under it, and he makes the catch. And saying it's second base on the play is going to be Ryan Curran. Sam Reimer, he flies out to center field. That's going to be the second out of the fourth inning. And now Brock Dreher comes to the plate next. Dreher is off to a good start here tonight. He's got a couple of base hits. He has scored a run. Brock Drear now for Hastings. He's got 7 base hits here in the state tournament so far. He's 7 out of 16 from the plate. As the pitching coach now for Omaha West Side is going to come out here and have a little conversation to see how they want to proceed against Brock Drear. He has 7 base hits for Drear in the 3-plus ball games thus far. 7 out of 16 from the plate. He got a couple of base hits here in this ball game. He had 2 hits last night in the contest against Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. So the home plate umpire is going to go out and break up the conference on the mound. Luke Biggs will stay out there. Biggs, he threw earlier in this tournament, threw 2 innings of kind of mop-up duty in their one of their 3 wins. He recorded 3 strikeouts, didn't have any base on balls or runs scored against him. But threw 2 innings in an earlier ball game here. Now into the 4th inning against Hastings Five Points Bank. As they go to work on Brock Drear, and he just comes with some smoke there, and it's right down the pipe there for a strike. No balls and 1 strike to Brock Drear. Is now up to his batting average to .322 on the season for Hastings 5 points. 2 men out here in the 4th inning. We are tied at 4 runs apiece. Next pitch by Biggs is another fastball. It's going to nick the inside corner for a strike. Brock was back out of the batter's box there. And it comes right across the inside portion of the plate for a strike, and it's now no balls and 2 strikes to Brock Drear. He's playing out in center field tonight defensively for Hastings. Kerner's down at second base as the next pitch sails up high for a ball. That's now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hastings 5 points back in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red. Hastings the home team for the 4th time here in the state tournament. There's a swing and a miss. Brock Drear goes down on strikes. So Hastings goes down. That's going to be the 2nd strikeout of the ball game for Luke Biggs. Hastings scores no runs on no hits. 1 error on Omaha West Side. 1 man left on base. We go to the 5th inning with the score. Omaha West Side 4, Hastings 4.
In a world where summer thirst runs rampant, a new type of refreshment is looking to rule. Something new. Something big. Something real big. From the creators of Pepsi. The biggest thing to hit summer since the sun. It's Pepsi made with real sugar. Prepare to experience explosions of taste. Daring acts of refreshment and more flavor than one summer can handle. With amazing made with real sugar performances from Pepsi. Wild cherry and vanilla flavors. Plus, chilling performances by frosted glasses and ice cubes. This summer, refreshment has a new address. And it's closer than you think. Make it a real big summer with 3 new flavors of Pepsi made with real sugar. It's the only summer blockbuster guaranteed to leave you satisfied. Pepsi, live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Kearney runs it now, leading Grand Island Home Federal 4-3. 5 innings in the books at Ryder Park in Grand Island in the Class A National Division State Tournament. In the Class C State Tournament going on in Hebron tonight. They're after 3 innings, and it's Shelton Gibbon out on top of Sutton by the score of 3-1. Sutton needs to win to continue their season. Shelton Gibbon, they're the undefeated team left in the Class C State Tournament at Hebron. 3-1 is the score there, as Shelton Gibbon has got the lead over Sutton. Correction, it's 2-1. 2-1, the score there. Shelton Gibbon has got the lead over Sutton in the Class C state tournament at Hebron. We're tied up at 4 runs apiece here as we move to the top half of the 5th inning. Hastings with 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Omaha West Side, 4 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors. This is Will Patterson up there here in the 5th. As he pops this one up, it's going to be out to a right field. Cockrell is going to settle under it and make the catch. Will Patterson flies out to Cockrell out in right field. And now Matt Waldron comes to the plate next. He's the shortstop for Omaha West Side, KB Building Services. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. Waldron 454 coming into the ball game here tonight in the state tournament. So he's done a good job keeping him in check. Here's the pitch by Panganiban outside and low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. American Legion Baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. There's a high fly ball towards center. Brock Dreher races back and grabs that ball. So a fly out to right field, and now a fly out to center field as Brock Dreher gets on his horse and goes back to grab that one. Two up, two down here for Omaha West Side here in the fifth inning. And now Mike Waldron will come to the plate next. He's the first baseman. He had a 454 average here in the state tournament, too. As he comes to the plate. Flew out to shortstop his first time up there and recorded a base on balls. Scored a run in the fourth inning. First pitch to him is going to be outside and down low for a ball. Gets away from Asher back to the screen. Count is sitting at one ball and no strikes. Now to Mike Waldron. Alex Nielsen, the catcher, would be next. KB Building Services with a 12-0 win over Lincoln Southwest on Saturday to open up this tournament. They beat Millard West 9-3 the following day and then picked up a win last night over Papillion La Vista South by a score of 4-3 as this ball again is hit to right field. And Jamison Cockrell grabs that one. So three fly balls and a pretty easy inning there for Alex Panganiban to throw a whole lot of pitches. Omaha West Side, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Hastings 4 and Omaha West Side 4.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at John Stella Field, Brown Park. We're in South Omaha here tonight for the State American Legion Baseball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Hastings jumping on Omaha West Side with four runs in the first inning of play, but they have not scored since. Omaha West Side with a run in the first inning, one in the third, two in the fourth. We're tied up at four runs apiece as that ball is going to be hit by the third baseman, by the second baseman, or the shortstop. And Hastings gets a base runner here to begin this fifth inning of play. That was Jamison Cockrell there. They're going to give him a base hit. Third baseman had a chance at it. That was Patterson. He couldn't come up with it. Waldron couldn't come up with it. And Hastings gets a base hit here to lead off inning number five. Jamison Cockrell singles there for Hastings 5 points bank. That brings up Panganiban next. A two-run double for Pango in the first inning of play. Flew out to right field in inning number two, so he's one for two here tonight. Batting average on the season now sitting at .338 for Hastings. Cockrell inches away from the bag at first base. Mike Waldron will hold him on defensively. There's a breaking pitch that comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Hanging even ahead on the count here for Hastings, now with the best batting average on the team at .338. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's now 2-0. Braden Valentine had the lead on the team, but his average is now at .333. Pango is at .338. As the ball game got started here tonight, Pango with a base hit already in this ball game. There's a ball hit toward third. Patterson makes a nice play on the ball. It's second for one over the first base. Not in time. The first baseman, I think, pulled his foot a little bit off of the bag there. So Panganiban gets aboard here. Cockrell is going to be retired in the play at second base. 6-4 put out down there at second, but the relay throw over to first base, not in time, so Pango gets aboard. There's one man out now, and Hastings with a base runner at first. Hey, what a brilliant impressed by Will Patterson down there at third base. He's got a rocket for an arm. Good fielder, too. Mason Spiller coming to the plate next, and we'll take a strike there. On the outside corner, it's nothing to one to Mason Spilnick. He's raced on a fielder's choice, scored a run in the first inning of play, grounded out in the third. So Mason coming up here in the fifth inning of play. There's a ball hit towards short. Waldron has got it. Flips it to second for one. Over to first base. Double play. Hastings hits into an easy double play there. 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. So Hastings scores no runs here in the fifth. On one base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score, Omaha West Side 4, Hastings 4.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in South Omaha for the American Legion Baseball Tournament. 4-4 is the score. Omaha West Side and Hastings tied up here as we get ready for the sixth inning. So what has Hastings been doing here during their 4 or 5 day stay in South Omaha? They've been centered to several movies, we understand. They've got a mean tournament going on with Xbox involving soccer. And right now, Alex Mendoza is the soccer champion in Xbox, we understand. Big upset today is Sam Reimer beat his older brother, Ben Reimer, in a big soccer match on Xbox today. So he picked up a big win as that little mini tournament continues while the guys spend their next several days here in Omaha. Alex Mendoza is the soccer champion on Xbox, picking up several wins. He's only lost one time, they tell me. So we go to inning number 6. Omaha West Side is up to the plate here. They got the bottom third of the order. Nielsen, Biggs, Romero to face Alex Pangadeban. Pops this one up. Going to stay in the infield. Merrill, first baseman, calls for it, makes the catch. Alex Nielsen, he flies out to the first baseman for the first out here in the sixth inning. That's going to bring up Luke Biggs next. So West Side scored a run in the first. They scored one in the third, two in the fourth inning of play. Pangadeban has walked four guys. He has hit a man. That goes so far in the ball game is struck out two so far. As Luke Biggs will come to the plate here for Omaha West Side KB Building Services. He takes the pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to Biggs. Romero will follow him. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen and is now 1-1. Biggs a 181 hitter here during the state tournament. In their three ball games, he has not had an official at bat here in this one as he has walked a couple of times. Sends out one on a bouncing ball toward Kern at second. Scoops it up. He goes to first. That's in time. Luke Biggs is retired in the play from second to first. Hastings has now retired the last six guys they have faced here in this ball game. Paul Romero comes up there next. Romero, he struck out back there in inning number 2. And he laid down a sacrifice in inning number 4. So Romero comes up there for the third time here tonight. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Omaha West Side. He takes a strike here and has nothing in one. Hastings is into the sixth inning now, tied up with one of the best teams, if not the best team in the state of Nebraska in American Legion Baseball this year, Omaha West Side KB Building Services. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. Pango's next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to come over here to the third base side, but it sneaks out of play. Hastings, the home team here again tonight. That's the fourth straight game that Hastings has been the home team. Some good calling of the coin flip by Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. Hastings occupying the first base dugout here tonight. KB Building Services over here on the third base dugout. Paul Romero has a count of no balls and two strikes here. Pango's next pitch is swung on. That one is hit toward right field, giving chase is Cockrell over into foul territory. Does he make the catch? Yes, he does. Does he hang on to it? Yeah. Jamison Cockrell makes the catch out there in foul territory. He came a long way, and he makes the catch. Nice play out there by Jamison Cockrell. And for the second straight inning, Omaha Westside goes down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score. Hastings 4, Omaha Westside 4.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days same as cash or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Looks like Gibbon Shelton has got the lead over Sutton. The score is 2-1 with Sutton batting in the bottom half of the fourth. Again, Sutton trailing by a score of 2-1 there in Grand Island tonight. We've got Grand Island Home Federal and Kearney Runza. They are now tied up at 4 runs apiece. They're at the end of the sixth inning. Right now, we're at the bottom of the sixth inning here. Hastings and Omaha Westside, we're tied up at 4 runs apiece. Brooks Asher coming to the plate first for Hastings. We got 5, 6, and 7. Asher, Merrill, and Kern. Then we'll see Valentine if one of these guys can get aboard. Pitcher continues to be Luke Biggs out there for Omaha Westside. And he falls behind Asher now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Asher has singled once. He has struck out once. So he's 1-for-2 here in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be a strike on the outside corner, and we're even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Asher on the year now at 2.45 for Hastings, 5 points back. Asher now 4 out of 15 from the plate here in the state tournament. As the next pitch comes in there low, and it's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. You're listening to American Legion Baseball. We're in South Omaha again tonight for the American Division of the Class A State Tournament for American Legion Baseball. 3 balls and 2 strikes and nobody out here in the sixth. Here's the next pitch. Going to be fouled away. Asher sends that out of play. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nielsen stays behind the plate here for Omaha Westside with Biggs on the mound. Patterson down there at third base and Waldron at shortstop. Paul Romero at shortstop and Mike Waldron over there at first. Fitz Morris, Stuick, and Myers out in the outfield from left to right. The next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings gets a base runner here in the sixth inning as a Brooks Asher heads down to the bag at first, and that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. Zach Merrill tied. He is 0-for-2. That's going to be the first walk given up there by Luke Biggs. Hastings has got 6 base hits in the ball game. Merrill squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So despite 4 runs in the first inning, Luke Biggs did not walk on anybody in that inning. Hastings did their damage with the base hits. There's a bunt laid down. Biggs grabs it, looks towards second, throws it to first. That's going to be in time. So the sacrifice works. Zach Merrill is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Heading down to second base on the play is going to be Brooks Asher. Ryan Kern comes up there next. Ryan Kern, he has got that 2-run single back there in the first inning. He's reached on an error so far tonight, so he's 1-for-2 in this ball game. Kern started the day with a batting average of 279 for Hastings, 5 points back. Luke Biggs working from the stretch, throws one to the plate, hammered down to third base line. That's going to be in foul territory. That one is just foul. On his way to third was Brooks Asher in a hurry, and the stop sign came up there from Russ Kindig. He got to go back to second. So a foul ball there by Ryan Kern. He falls behind the count at no balls and 1 strike. Ryan Kern has been the savior here in this state tournament so far. 455 has been his batting average. He's got the best batting average out of the state tournament participants here for Hastings. coming into the ball game tonight. He was 5 for 11 in the first three ball games. He's got a base hit here in this contest as well. Wheeling towards second was Biggs, but no play at second base. Here's the ball that's going to be hit down the line in right field. Coming over across the line is going to be Myers, and he makes the catch there. The throw comes back in to third base. Wow. Does he have an arm? Myers out in right field over in the foul territory. Throws a perfect strike to the third baseman, Will Patterson. Staying at second base on the play was Brooks Asher. That young man, he's got an arm as well out there in right field. Jake Myers, don't want to test him. Braden Valentine comes to the plate next. There's two men out now for Hastings here in this sixth inning of play. Valentine comes up there. He's laid down a sacrifice tonight. He's flown out to right field. Biggs working from the stretch with two men out. Here's the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to miss down low. And it's now no balls and one strike to Valentine. Sam Reimer would be next. Hastings won 11 innings last night before they finally got a bases-loaded walk from Brock Dreher. And Hastings was able to beat Lincoln Southwest last night 3-2. Bouncing ball towards short, Waldron to first base in time, inning over. Braden Valentine is retiring the play from short to first. So Hastings, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to inning number 7 here tonight. This one's scheduled for 9 in South Omaha. The score, Omaha Westside 4, Hastings 4.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in South Omaha, Grand Island Home Federal, and Connie Runza is still tied up 4 runs apiece at Reiner Park in Grand Island. Sutton has scored in the Class C state tournament for the seniors. They're now tied up with Shelton Gibbon tonight. 2-2 is the score there. They're after 4 innings. Shelton Gibbon, the only undefeated team left in the Class C state tournament field. Sutton trying to win another elimination ball game tonight. We're tied up at 4 runs apiece here in this ball game between Omaha Westside and Hastings. Again, Westside, if you missed it, they are 48-3 officially on the season. They had a very successful spring, won the state high school Class A state championship. So coupled with their high school record and their Legion record this year, they're 82-6. And Hastings going toe-to-toe with these guys here tonight. 4-4 is the score as we head to inning number 7 here tonight. This will be the top of the order to face Alex Panganiban as Jake Myers will come to the plate. He sends that one out to right field. Going back again is going to be the right fielder Cockrell, and he makes the catch. J-Mo, he comes over here in the right center to make the catch out there on the Jake Myers fly ball. And that's going to bring up Devin Stuick next. That's 8 batters now that Hastings has sent down in order against a very good hitting Omaha Westside team. Devin Stuick so far, he's been hit by a pitch. He has walked once, and he has struck out once. So he's 0 for 1 so far in this ball game. He takes a strike here. Nothing and one. Talk with the pitching coach, Kevin Asher, before the ball game tonight. He was hoping to keep Omaha Westside under 10 base hits in the ball game. He thought he might have a chance to win this thing. There's a base hit to a left field that's picked up by Valentine. So there's a base runner for Omaha West Side is Devin Stuick. He singles to left field. That's going to be hit number 5 in the ball game now for Omaha West Side. So Drew Fitzmaurice, the left fielder, comes up there next. He had a base hit in the first inning of play, grounded out in the third, flew out to right field in the fourth inning of play. So Coach Asher might be right on pace here. We're in the seventh inning right now on the fifth base hit of the ball game for Omaha Westside, KB Building Services, and his tie ball game. Here comes a pitch inside. It nearly hits the batter, Drew Fitzmaurice, but he sneaks away from that one. It's going to be a ball, one ball and no strikes. Fitzmaurice, a 250 hitter in the state tournament in the first three ball games for Omaha Westside, as he bats here against Hastings in this seventh inning of play. Fitzmaurice waiting on the pitch. Here it comes from Pango. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now two balls and no strikes. Coming up after Fitzmaurice, we'll see Patterson, then Waldron. Omaha Westside batting here in the top of the seventh. Hastings, the home team again in this baseball game tonight, trying to stave off elimination and continue their season for at least one more day. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count to Fitzmaurice. Down there at first base is Devin Stuick. Holding him on defensively for Hastings will be the first baseman in Zach Merrill. Again, a gap in the infield here between second base and first. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That one just misses. Some oohs and ahs out of the crowd there from the Hastings faithful, and the count goes to three balls and one strike. 3-1 the count to Drew Fitzmaurice here for Omaha Westside KB Building Services. There is one man out here in the seventh with one man on. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and it's going to miss outside for a ball, and he walks him. So now KB Building Services, Omaha Westside, they've got two base runners on here in the seventh inning of play. That's going to be the fifth walk of the ball game given up now by the pitcher of Hastings, Alex Panganiban. Pango, he's got, three strikeouts in the ball game and five walks. He's hit a man. And now here comes Kevin Asher again, clipboard in hand. He is headed to the pitcher's mound to see how they want to pitch to the cleanup hitter in the batting order, Will Patterson. He's reached on an error. He's flown out to center field, but hit the ball hard that time. He's also flown out to right field. 4-4 is the score. Hastings and Omaha Westside doing battle here tonight in the State American Legion Baseball Tournament. As the conference is now broken up on the mound, Panganiban stays out there. That was just a little session to see how they wanted to pitch here to Will Patterson, who's going to grab the bat and head to the right-hand batter's box. And Patterson has reached on an error, and he's flown out twice. Comes into a big position here with a man out at first and second base. And a tie ball game here tonight with Omaha Westside and Hastings playing for the first time this season. Didn't play this team during the regular season. There's a ground ball to a short. Reimer has got it. He goes to third base. They get the force out there on the lead runner. Good job there. Stuick was running right in front of Reimer, running down the bag at third, but Reimer keeps his concentration and gets that ball over to third base to record the out. So they catch the force out over there at third. That's going to be the second out of the seventh inning. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Fitzmaurice. On at first on the fielder's choice would be Patterson. And now Matt Waldron will come to the plate next. Great job by Sam Reimer at shortstop there for Hastings. There's the pitch now to Matt Waldron. It's going to be down low for a ball. That's 1-0. Matt Waldron, .454 was his batting average in the first three games here at the state tournament. He's 0-3 here in this ball game. He's grounded out once. He struck out once. He flew out to center field. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. Hastings 4 and Omaha Westside 4. Here in this ball game, we're in the seventh inning, the top of the seventh. Hastings with two men out here. Or Westside has got two men out in the top of the seventh. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nice one delivered up there by Panganiban. And he's still behind on the count, though, two balls and one strike. Mike Waldron, the first baseman, is in the on-deck circle here. He would be next if Matt Waldron gets aboard here. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward left field, foul territory. Goes sailing over the head of Mason Spillenick, the third baseman, in foul territory. So now the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Hastings coming in here trying to win their 30th ball game of the season after winning just 12 games all of last year. They've got 29 wins in the books here, playing in the fourth day of the Class A state tournament here in South Omaha. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It is swung on and foul tap back to the screen. The count remains at 2-2. Hastings playing 5 games in the area tournament last week out of North Platte, going 3-2, finishing runner-up to Kearney Runza. We've got the bid to the Class A state tournament in Grand Island. Now battling Grand Island home federal tonight. Hastings got shifted here to Omaha, and they've had a pretty good weekend. There's a ball hit to center field. Brock Dreher goes back. Dreher goes back. Sunos under it, and the inning is over as Matt Waldrum flies out to deep center field, and the inning is over for Omaha Westside. They score no runs on one base hit. No errors on Hastings. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with the score, Hastings 4 and Omaha Westside 4.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in South Omaha, the State American Legion Baseball Tournament today on 1230 KHIS. Earlier tonight, Millard West beat Papillion La Vista South by a score of 8-2. That eliminates Papillion La Vista South out of the tournament. In Grand Island tonight, Omaha Creighton Prep beat Omaha Burke, eliminating Burke, winning today by a score of 14-3. Class C State Tournament was Hebron over Pender by a score of 6-5. And the Class A Juniors State Tournament, Omaha Scott beats Millard South by a score of 3-1. Action continuing, and most of their tournaments will be wrapping up tomorrow. So Hastings 5 Points Bank will come to the plate here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Sam Reimer coming up there, and then Brock Dreher, and then we'll see Jamison Cockrell. Hastings 4 and Omaha Westside 4. As they're battling here in this ball game to stay alive. Hastings battling anyway to stay alive. Omaha Westside, the undefeated team left here in the state tournament on this side of things. So Sam Reimer up there, he's 0-2 so far tonight. There's a bouncing ball towards short, fielded there by Waldron, and he gets it to first base. That's going to be in time to catch Reimer. Reimer is retired in the play from short to first. He's now 0-3 in the ball game here tonight. Brock Dreher comes to the plate next. Dreher has really found his stroke here at the state tournament. He's 2-3 in this ball game. Again, he's leading the team as far as batting average here at the state tournament at .455 average coming to this thing. On the season, he's now upped his average to .322 as he takes a pitch inside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to Brock Dreher of Hastings. Has done a sensational job out in center field all weekend long, too, for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 2-0. Hastings beating Millard North on Saturday, 10-6. They lost to Papillion La Vista South, 8-1 on Sunday. Picked up a win over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, 3-2 last night. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Now Dreher's ahead on the count of 3-0. That one got away from the catcher, Alex Nielsen, but no harm done. Nobody on the base pads. They check the ball, return it back to Biggs, and here comes the 3-0 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 3-1. 3-1 the count to Brock Dreher. Jamison Cockrell will be next, and then Alex Panganiban Next ball is going to be hit towards second. Nice grab there by Romero, but it goes off of his glove into center field. Romero dives for it out there at his second base as he was moving toward the bag at second. They're going to give him a base hit on the play. So Brock Dreher gets his third base hit of this ball game as he gets one by the second baseman, Paul Romero. He got his glove on it there but couldn't hang on to it. It goes trickling into the outfield. And Hastings has a base runner here in the seventh inning of play. And now Jameson Cockrell comes up there next. Now we've got the headband for Omaha West Side. He is out of the dugout here. And what do we have? We'll have a little conference down here. Hastings 5 Point Bank in Omaha West Side. I don't know if we had a problem with the lineup card or something that was turned in. Now the home plate umpire is going to be talking with Russ Kindig. And maybe we had a problem with the lineup card here, and all of a sudden it... That was Cockrell. Brock Dreher is standing with the bat in hand. Did those guys get mixed around or what? Tell you what, we're going to take a break. Find out what's going on here. We're at the State American Legion Baseball Tournament in South Omaha. We'll take a 1 minute break with the score. Hastings 4, Omaha Westside 4.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here in South Omaha. This is something we haven't seen all season long. Evidently, the lineup card that was turned in had the numbers for Brock Dreher and Jameson Cockrell evidently switched. Cockrell wears number 2. They had him listed as number 3. Jameson Cockrell normally wears 2, and he's was written down as 2, and he normally wears 3. So they're going to discuss things here, and I think everything's going to be all right after this discussion. Brock Dreher is going to be on the bag at first base. He's singled to by the second baseman. They did not bat out of order, but Jameson Cockrell is now up there, and now the head man for Omaha West Side. He's waited until the seventh inning to bring this up. They've been batting this way, and obviously the numbers have been out there the same way. He waits until the seventh inning to bring this up with his team tied in a battle with Hastings 4-4. So Jameson Cockrell now comes to the plate for Hastings. His normal spot here following Brock Dreher. This the numbers were switched on the lineup card that was turned in by Russ Kindig earlier in the ball game. So it didn't cost us anything here. Brock Dreher is at first base. Jameson Cockrell to the plate next for Hastings with a man on at first and one man out. As Cockrell is going to hit this one down the line in right field. Going back is going to be the first baseman up against the fence. And did they make the catch? He did not. All right, so he didn't make the catch down there, so it's going to be no balls and one strike on Jameson Cockrell. So we're in the seventh inning of play. Hastings at Omaha West Side here tonight. KB Building Services battling here in the state tournament. In South Omaha, Jameson Cockrell is waiting on the next pitch. He's back to the batter's box and is swinging a miss. And now he's behind it. He counted no balls and two strikes. So 0-2 is the count to Jamison Cockrell. Luke Biggs, the pitcher for Omaha Westside, working from the stretch. He's got Mike Waldron over there at the first base to hold him on. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. And it's now a 1-2 to Jamison Cockrell. Alex Panganiban will follow him, then Mason Spilnick. And here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Biggs, swung on and a foul tap. Just getting a little piece of that one was Jamison Cockrell. Cockrell has a batting average now of .281 on the season for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Coming into the ball game tonight, 38 base hits and 135 trips to the plate. He has walked 23 times and he has struck out 16 times. One man out for Hastings here in the seventh inning with a man on at first base. That is Brock Greer. Cockrell is at the plate here with a count of 1-2. Next pitch is swung on. The ball is going to be hit to left field. Coming on, unable to make the catch out there is Fitz Morris, and Hastings gets a base hit. Runners are on at first and second base now here in the seventh inning. Now Alex Panganiban will come to the plate next. So Panganiban comes to the plate next. That will further irritate the head coach for Omaha Westside, Bob Greco, as all the confusion and all the controversy here in the seventh inning. Both of those guys have reached base with singles. And there's that thing at first and second base. There's another one hit to Fitz Morris out in left field to get the ball back to the infield. Hastings has the bases loaded now here in the seventh inning after three straight singles. Brock Greer heads on a third base on the play. Cockrell is on at second. Alex Panganiban gets his second base into the ball game as he singles to left field. So now Hastings with the bases loaded here in the seventh with Mason Spilnick coming to the plate next. Spilnick get into a double play his last time up there. He grounded out in the third. And he reached on a fielder's choice. And now the head man for Omaha Westside is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound here and talk with Luke Biggs here in the seventh inning of play with the team in a 4-4 tie with Hastings 5 points back. And Hastings with the bases loaded here in the seventh inning. Panganiban is down there at first base. Cockrell is on at second, and Dreher is on at third base. This game doesn't mean too much for Omaha Westside. They're already into the championship ball game tomorrow, and they'll play at 8 o'clock against the winner of the first ball game. If Hastings would happen to win this contest, Millard West is waiting there. Omaha Westside has got no losses so far in the tournament. Hastings has got one loss. Millard West has got one loss. So Biggs is going to stay out there with one man out here in the seventh. Bases loaded for Mason Spilnick for Hastings. Spilnick has got a season average now of .293. Russ Kindig going through the signs down there in the third base coaching box for Hastings. Spilnick digs in from the right side. Working from the stretch will be Luke Biggs. Omaha Westside playing a little bit in at first base. And there comes the pitch. It's going to be bouncing to the catcher Alex Nielsen. Good stop there by Alex behind the plate. 1-0. This is how Hastings won last night's game, but it was in the 11th inning. They walked home the winning run in their 3-2 win over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank, but it was Brock Greer who got the walk. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away, third base side in the dugout of Omaha Westside. And the count goes to 1-1 to Mason Spilnick. Asher would be next, and then Zach Merrill. Hastings here in the seventh inning, tied up with Omaha Westside, KB Building Services. 4-4 is the score. Mason Spilling tries to lay down a bunt to try to sneak one home and fouls it away. He got now at 1-2. 1-2 the count here. We'll see what Russ Kindig wants to do here as he goes running through the signs again. You wouldn't think that Spilling would be the bunting mode here, although he's a pretty good bunter, and he has shown that throughout the season. But it's 1-2 with one man out in the seventh. Luke Biggs again from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second. Fires one to the plate. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Count remains at 1-2. You're listening to Legion Baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to stay alive in this one. They've got one loss playing their second straight elimination ball game here tonight against one of the better teams in the state of Nebraska, Omaha Westside KB Building Services. 1-2 the count. Here comes the pitch by Biggs. That one is going to be fouled away. So Mason has fouled away the last three pitches. Hangs tough in there at 1-2. Down there at first base for Hastings is Panganiban. At second base is Cockrell. At third base is Dreer. The first baseman for Omaha Westside playing on the edge of the infield grass, that is Mike Waldron. Luke Biggs throws the next pitch to the plate, hit towards short, fielded there to second base for one, over to first base, double play, unbelievable. Hastings threatens here in the seventh inning. Omaha Westside turns a double play. A 6-4-3 double play to get out of the inning. Hastings comes up empty after loading the bases. No runs for Hastings. Three base hits. No errors. And they leave a couple of men on base. We have played seven innings here tonight in South Omaha. The score, Hastings 4, Omaha Westside 4.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents. And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Home Federal now on top of Kearney by the score of 5-4. And we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. We're going to have Mason Spilnick is going to come on and throw now for Hastings in this ball game. So Alex Panganiban, he goes the first seven innings there tonight. Now Mason Spilnick is going to be out there. Mason has thrown 54 2/3 innings, 4-4 on the season. He's given up 60 base hits and 39 runs, 15 base on balls, 27 strikeouts. Team's betting ERA is sitting at 2.81 on the season. So Panganiban, he goes seven innings, gives up the four runs. Omaha Westside recording five base hits off of him during his time out there. Mike Waldron is going to come to the plate here to face Mason Spilnick. Five walks for Pango in this ball game. Recorded three strikeouts. So now Mason Spilnick comes out here for Hastings in inning number 8. Waldron and Nielsen and Biggs all coming to the plate here for Omaha Westside, and there's a strike delivered up there. No balls and one strike, so you got Pango moving over to third base on the play now, and Mason Spilnick moves from third to first, and there's a base hit to right field. Right off the bat as Jamison Cockrell grabs that one, so a base hit here for Mike Waldron, and Omaha Westside has got their leadoff man on here in the eighth inning of play.
Number 9, Alex Nielsen.
Alex Nielsen coming to the plate next. Spilnick has already pitched seven innings here in the state tournament, giving up four hits and three runs, had three base on balls, and he had one strikeout. So Mason Spilnick seeing his second appearance of the state tournament during this ball game against Omaha Westside. Runner is on here at first base. That is Mike Waldron.
As Alex Nielsen comes to the plate next, there's a ground ball left side. That gets through there for a base hit. Braden Valentine is going to pick it up there. So back-to-back singles right off the bat off of our new pitcher, Mason Spilnick. Waldron heads down to second base on the play. Nielsen is on at first. And now Luke Biggs coming up there for Omaha Westside KB Building Services. And Biggs, the pitcher, will come to the plate and bat for himself here in the eighth inning. He has walked a couple of times tonight, and he has grounded out once. So he's 0 for 1 here in this ball game. He's going to try to bunt. He tries to lay it down, and it's going to be fouled away. Back over the screen and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Spilnick was in the ball game the other night. In fact, in the opening game, and Hastings 10-6 win over Millard North. He threw seven innings and then was relieved by Zach Merrill in that ball game, with Merrill picking up the win. There's a ball hit toward Cockrell in right field. He grabs the ball, and that's the only out he's going to record there. Looked at first base, but Merrill wasn't over there. Luke Biggs flies out to right field for the first out here in the eighth inning. But Mason again pitched in that first ball game against Millard North. Gave up four hits, three runs, three base on balls, and a strikeout. Threw 109 pitches in seven innings. Now he's making a second appearance here tonight, trying to save the day for Hastings 5 Points Bank. In a battle here with Omaha Westside, it's 4-4 as we're playing in the top of the eighth inning. This is Paul Romero, the second baseman, coming to the plate next. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count down to Romero, top of the order, and Jake Myers is up there next. Omaha Westside with runners on at first and second base with one man out. Next pitch hit right back to Spilnick. He goes over to third to record the out to Panganiban, and that's all they're going to get there. But the ball hit right back to Spilnick on the mound. He knocks down the lead runner over there. It's at third base, and so now there's two men out. Runners are still at first and second base, so a good play there defensively by Spilnick. Grabbing the ball on the mound there and then going to third base to Panganiban to record the force out on to Mike Waldron. So now moving down to second base on the play is going to be Nielsen. On at first base is Romero. And here comes Jake Myers to the plate next. Myers has been a tough out here for Hastings. He's got three base hits in this ball game. There's a breaking pitch there thrown by Mason Spilnick that's going to catch the inside corner for a strike. A single, and a run scored in the first inning. A single in the third inning. He also scored in that inning. Had a two-run single in the fourth inning of play for Omaha Westside, KB Building Services. So Jake Myers has been a thorn in our side, and now he comes up here with a man on in scoring position at second base in the eighth inning. With this game tied at four runs apiece, hits that one off of the handle of the bat. Right side could be trouble. It's going to be fielded by the first baseman, Merrill, to get it over to the bag at first. Not in time. Spilnick was coming over to cover the bag, and he didn't get there. And Jake Myers is going to have a infield single here. And now Omaha Westside has got the bases loaded again here in the eighth inning of play. And now Russ Kindig is out of the first base dugout here to argue the call. He's immediately sent back to the first base dugout. Not much of a discussion there. Now the bases are loaded for Omaha Westside with two men out. And now we got the pitching coach for Hastings. Kevin Asher is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound to see how we're going to pitch to Devin Stuick. So it all started with a single by Waldron, a single by Nielsen. And a fly ball in there to Jamison Cockrell. Fielder's choice, another single by Jake Myers. And now the bases are loaded here for Omaha Westside. KB Building Services with Devin Stuick coming to the plate next. He has struck out. He has walked. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has singled. Just about everything you can think of there in the first four plate appearances. Now he's up here in the eighth inning. There's two men out for Omaha Westside here in this eighth inning. He sees the home team here in the ballgame. This is a big plate appearance for Devin Stuick. The home plate umpire goes out there to break up the conference. You're listening to American Legion Baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHIS Hastings. We're in South Omaha tonight. Hastings going toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the state here in Omaha Westside. 4-4 in the top half of the eighth inning. West Side with the bases loaded. Spilnick's pitch is going to be lined down to third base side, out of play. And the count is nothing and one to Devin Stuick. His batting average in the first three games of the state tournament for Omaha West Side, .416. He bats here from the left-hand side as he works against the righty and Mason Spilnick. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. No balls and two strikes now. If Mason Spilnick has one in his arsenal, he needs to come with it right here. No balls and two strikes to Devin Stuick here in the top of the eighth. Here comes the pitch outside for a ball. That one just misses. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to a Stuick with Fitz Morris up there next. Spilnick's next pitch is on the way. That one is behind the catcher or behind the batter and back to the screen, but the runner has to stay put. Again, there's not much foul territory down the lines or behind the plate here, so that one just kind of ricochets off of the backstop right back into the glove of Brooks Asher, so the runner's got to stay put. They're loaded right now. The bases are loaded with the count now at two balls and two strikes. Next pitch is swung on, hit toward right, coming on as Cockrell. He can't make the catch. Bobbles the ball, one run scores. Here comes the second one, sliding in there safely as a second runner and two run score. Devin Stuick hits that one to right field. Jamison Cockrell came on, had a chance at it, and it falls right in front of him. Then it kind of bobbled the ball a little bit. Two runs coming to score as Nielsen comes in from third base to score. Romero comes around from second base to score. And now Omaha West Side has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 6-4. Myers, he moves down to second base on the play, and a two-run single there by a Devin Stuick on a 2-2 pitch. Lines that one to right field. And now they got a 6-4 lead. There's a high fly ball out to right center. Brock Dreher gives chase, and he catches it. That's the third out. But Omaha West Side has got the lead now as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning as they scored a couple of runs here in the eighth inning of play. And they now lead Hastings. It's Omaha West Side 6, Hastings 4.
I was one of the first babies that my dad delivered once he came out to Hastings. It was always very neat getting to see how my dad interacted with patients. That was my first introduction to medicine, and I saw the way the patients looked at him, and I thought, well, that'd be a pretty neat career to have. In my role as an OBGYN physician, it's important to me to try to get to know the patient and the family very well during that time, so I'm able to understand what their needs are and provide the best care possible. The inspiration for me is being able to form a bond with the patient and with her family as they're transitioning through a pregnancy, to take that extra moment to relate to the patient. She has to know that she can trust me and that I'll be there for her no matter what. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Grand Island Home Federal continues to lead Kearney Runza in the National Division. Ball game being played at Reiner Park in Grand Island. They're at the end of the seventh inning. Home Federal 5, Kearney 4. Hastings now trailing Omaha West Side tonight 6-4. A two-run single to right field by Devin Stuick off of Mason Spilnick here in the eighth inning has given Omaha West Side the lead. But Hastings, the home team, here in this ball game here tonight. So a couple more at-bats coming up here for Hastings. Brooks Asher is up there to lead off this eighth inning of play. He takes his strike on the first pitch. Here comes the second one, a fastball that misses. So it's now one ball and one strike to Brooks Asher. A single, scored a run in the first inning of play, struck out in the third. Race on a base on balls at inning number six. He fouls away this pitch, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Shelton Gibbon has got a 3-2 lead over Sutton. That's in the Class C state tournament. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning tonight in Hebron. Here comes the next pitch. Swung out and missed, and Asher strikes out. Brooks Asher strikes out for the second time here tonight in the eighth inning. Luke Biggs is still out there for Omaha West Side. Now Zach Merrill comes to the plate. In fact, Asher is the only guy to strike out against this guy tonight. He's got two strikeouts. Asher has struck out twice. And now Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Merrill still looking for his first base hit of the ballgame. Hastings scored four runs in the first inning. They have not scored since. Hastings had the bases loaded in the seventh inning of play, but did not score. And then Omaha Westside came back in the eighth inning to play their two runs. There's a high fastball and a swing and a miss. Merrill is now even on the count of one ball and one strike. Merrill has grounded out once. He's flown out to right field, and he's laid down his sacrifice. Hastings facing elimination here out of the state tournament tonight, now trailing by a score of 6-4. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at two balls and one strike down to Zach Merrill. Batting average on the season is sitting at .271. So Zach Merrill looking to get a board here for Hastings. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field, foul territory. It'll be a strike, two balls and two strikes now to Merrill. First three ball games tonight, or the first three ball games here in the state tournament, Merrill was just 1 out of 10 from the plate. Here comes the next pitch down low for a ball. It's now full of three balls and two strikes. So Merrill has won for his last 12 here in the state tournament. Needing a base hit, needing a base runner here in the eighth inning. There's one man out for Hastings, and now Hastings 5 points back, trailing the ball game by a score of 6-4. Each team has got 9 base hits in the ball game. Bouncing ball toward third, foul territory. Shelton Gibbon now with a 3-2 lead over Sutton as they head to inning number 7 tonight. Shelton Gibbon is the only undefeated team left in the Class C state tournament field. It's going on at Hebron this week. There's a high fly ball popped up out toward the center field. Stuick is going to center under it and make the catch. So two up, two down for Hastings here in the eighth inning. Ryan Kern comes to the plate next. Kern had that two-run single back there in the first inning. Reached on an error in the fourth and flew out to right field in the sixth inning. So after some shaky moments in the first inning, Luke Biggs has settled down here for Omaha Westside, and Hastings has had a tough time getting to him, although Hastings has had some opportunities since the first inning to score. First pitch can be fouled away by Ryan Kern. Hastings had a base runner in the second, went down in order in the third, had a base runner in the fourth, and in the fifth, then in the sixth, had a bases loaded in the seventh. Did not score in any of those innings. Ryan Kern takes a look at a pitch down low here, 1-1 the count. Here comes the next one by Biggs on the way. A breaking pitch is in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes. While this team is 48-3, they're so hard to keep under control after jumping on them in the first inning. It didn't faze them one bit. Here comes the next one. It's a fastball that's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and two strikes. Braden Valentine would be next, but there's two men out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Luke Biggs rocks and fires. Next one inside for a ball. And the count is now full of three balls and two strikes to Ryan Kern of Hastings. Kern trying to get a board here. Leads the team in strikeouts with 28. He has walked 15 times this year. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Little half swing. The catcher drops the third strike. And he is out. Kern didn't know if they called a strike or a ball. Evidently, they called a strike on the play. And the catcher goes out there and reaches out and tags out Ryan Kern. And again, Russ Kindig is going to have a couple of words with the home plate umpire on his way back to the first base dugout. He wasn't really too indicative if that was a ball or a strike. Catcher dropped the third strike. Kern kind of took off down toward first base. Didn't know if it was a walk or a strike, and the catcher went out and tagged him out. So officially a strikeout, and the inning is over. Hastings goes down in order here in inning number 8. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the ninth with a score, Omaha Westside 6, Hastings 4.
Summer savings going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Suits and sport coats, $99 and up. Select dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Summer shorts, tees, shirts, and polos, 30 to 50% off, including Tommy Bahama and Cutter and Buck. Ladies, shop the Hastings store for 30 to 75% off on the entire store of summer clothing. Select Brighton accessories, charms, shoes, and handbags, 50% off. Don't miss the summer savings event going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Now we head to inning number 9. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Omaha Westside KB building now with a 6-4 lead. Grand Island Home Federal has beaten Kearney Runza tonight 5-4. That game is just gone final. Grand Island Home Federal beating Kearney Runza tonight 5-4. So Home Federal will face Omaha Creighton Prep at 4:30 tomorrow for the championship. And Creighton Prep would have to beat Grand Island twice in order to win the championship. The season is over for Kearney Runza. They lose tonight to Grand Island Home Federal. 5-4 the final, so it's GI and Creighton Prep tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 up at Ryder Park. And again, Creighton Prep would have to win twice as Home Federal is still undefeated in that tournament. We're going to the ninth inning here. Omaha Westside up there with Mason Spilnick on the mound for Hastings. The count is 3-0 here to Will Patterson. And there's a strike going to be delivered up there. Patterson throws away the bat. He was on his way down to first base. Home plate umpire rings up a strike here, so it's 3-1. Patterson comes back, gets the club in hand. And now Mason Spilnick gets the sign from his catcher, Asher. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. So now the count is full of 3-2. We're right in the meat of the order now for Omaha Westside in this ninth inning of play. They've got the lead over Hastings. The score is 6-4. Each team with 9 base hits in the ball game. Each team with 2 errors in the contest defensively. Patterson looking at a count of 3-2. Next pitch up high for a ball, and he walks in. That's going to bring up Matt Waldron next. Spilnick is coming on. He's given up 2 runs and 4 hits so far. That's coming on for Alex Pangadeban. That's going to be the first walk given up by Mason. Sends a man down to first base. Certainly, we don't need to allow any more runs here. Hastings got their hands full the way it is. Trailing 6-4. Here comes Waldron to the plate. He's 0-4 so far tonight. Grounded out once. He's struck out once. He's flown out to center field twice. Waldron had a .454 batting average here in the state tournament coming into tonight's ballgame. So he comes up there with a man out at first base. Omaha Westside has got the lead over Hastings here in the elimination ballgame. 6-4 after Hastings jumped on this team in the first inning, 4-0. There's the ball hit off of the glove of Spilnick out towards second. Kern grabs it and goes to first base in time. So Spilnick had a chance at that one. He possibly could have turned a double play if he could have grabbed that one, but it goes ricocheting off of his glove, but right into the glove of Ryan Kern at second. Records the out over at first base. Patterson moves along to second base on the play, but now there's one man out. Mike Waldron coming to the plate next for Omaha Westside. He bats here in the right-hand batter's box. The pitch by Spilnick is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Waldron tonight, he's popped one to the shortstop. He has walked once and scored a run. He's flown out toward right field, and he's reached on a single. There's a pitch outside. The ball gets away from Asher. He picks it up and running down to third base on the play is Patterson. It didn't go far. Brooks had a tough time locating the ball there. That's all that Patterson needed. He's got good speed. He slid in the third base easily there for Omaha Westside. So now KB Building Services has got a base runner on at third base and one man out, leading by 2 runs here. In the top half of the ninth inning, 6-4. The count is at 1-1. Next pitch by Spilnick, fouled away. And the count goes to 1-2 now to Mike Waldron. Nielsen and Biggs is scheduled up. Biggs has thrown the first 8 innings for Omaha Westside. We'll see if he comes out and bats here in the ninth inning of play. Next pitch by Spilnick is hit to the left side and gets through there for a base hit. Hastings had the infield in. That went right by Pangadeban at third base. And a run comes in to score. A run scoring single there by Mike Waldron gets it by the pulled in infield. as that one goes by the outstretched glove of Alex Panganiban at third base. Coming in to score in the play is going to be Will Patterson. So now it's a 7-4 ball game in favor of Omaha Westside KB Building Services, with Alex Nielsen coming to the plate next. So Waldron is now standing on the bag at first. There's one man out here for Omaha Westside as Nielsen comes to the plate. He's the catcher. And the pitch by Spilnick is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. What has Nielsen done tonight? He's lined out to the third baseman. He's flown out to center. He's flown down to first base, and he has singled. Scored a run. There's a ball hit toward left field. Braden Valentine comes in, makes the catch for the second out. So Nielsen flies out to left. Two men out now here in the ninth inning. Luke Biggs is scheduled up there next, and he will come out and bat. And the Hastings half of the ninth, you look ahead, you've got 8, 9, and 1 coming up. Braden Valentine, Sam Reimer, and Brock Greer. First of all, we've got to get Luke Biggs out of here. Two men out in the top half of the ninth inning. Hastings trailing the ball game now by a score of 7-4. To Omaha Westside. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be hit towards second. Kern grabs it, goes over, touches the bag, and the inning is over. They get the force out on Mike Waldron at second base, and Hastings will have 3 outs to pull out this win in the bottom of the ninth. Top of the ninth for Omaha Westside. They score one run on one base hit. That was the RBI single by Mike Waldron. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth with a score. Omaha Westside 7, Hastings 4.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Mike here in South Omaha. Hastings now in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They'll need 3 runs to continue the ball game. Hastings will send up Braden Valentine, Sam Reimer, and Brock Dreher. Then we'll see Jameson Cockrell, if one of those guys can get aboard. Luke Biggs will stay out there. He's going to try to finish things off. For Omaha Westside, he's went all the way here in this one. There's a first pitch to Braden Valentine. He fouls this one away. First base side. Out of play. Nothing at one. Biggs with now 4 strikeouts in the ball game. He has walked only one guy. He has allowed 9 base hits. The Hastings 5 points bank and 4 runs. Hastings has not scored since the first inning. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-1. The count now to Braden Valentine. Hastings down to their final 3 outs here. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. 1-2. Valentine so far tonight has flown out to right field. He's laid down his sacrifice and he's grounded out once. Braden Valentine waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be down low for a ball and a breaking pitch. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The winner here will move on into the final day tomorrow. Hastings loses. They are done for the season. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away. Count remains. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coming up after the ball game tonight, we'll name our player of the game and have our coaches post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Valentine with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth. Ground ball toward third. Fielded there by Patterson. His throw to first base is going to get by the first baseman, Waldron. And he's going to be safe over there at first. So Braden Valentine gets aboard. They're going to give him a base hit in the ball game. A tough play down here at third base by Will Patterson. Hastings gets a base runner here in the ninth. And that's going to bring up Sam Reimer next. Don't go away next. Hastings is had an act of coming back late in ball games. They're down to their final inning here, but now they got a man on. Sam Reimer coming to the plate next. Reimer is 0-3 tonight. He's popped one to the shortstop, flown out to center field, and he's grounded out once. 0 for 3. Here comes the pitch by Luke Biggs. He's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees on the inside corner. No balls and one strike. Grand Island has beaten Kearney tonight in the National Division in Grand Island 5-4. So Home Federal, the only undefeated team left, will play Omaha Creighton Prep for the title tomorrow. Beginning at 4:30, Prep will have to beat Grand Island twice in order to win the championship. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. Omaha Westside, the only undefeated team left on the American side of things here in Omaha. Millard West will play the winner of this ball game tomorrow. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a strike in the inside corner, and he strikes him out. Reimer was backing away from the plate, and the ball just nicks the inside corner for a strike, and a strike out. That's the fifth strikeout of the ball game for Luke Biggs. And now Brock Dreher comes to the plate next with a man on at first base, and Hastings down by three here in the ninth inning of play. Dreher, he's got three base hits tonight and four trips to the plate, but he struck out in the fourth inning, and he takes a strike here. No balls and one strike down to Brock Dreher with Braden Valentine down there at first base. Hastings 5 points back. Here comes the next pitch way outside, another fastball. And the count is at 1 ball and one strike. Biggs is now just reaching back and throwing nothing but fastballs to the plate here in the ninth inning. Dreher is even up on the count of 1 ball and one strike. One man out. Here comes another one. A foul tap here at the plate. Now it's catcher interference. Catcher interference as Brock Dreher goes back and tries to swing off the glove of Alex Nielsen. So catcher interference is called here. Brock Dreher runs down to first base on the play. Down at second base is going to be Braden Valentine. So now the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Jameson Cockrell here in this ninth inning. He has reached on an error and scored a run. He's flown out to shortstop. He has got a single, and he's got another single. So he's, what, 2 for 4 in the ball game here tonight. Out of the number two position, Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base. They're trailing by 3 runs here in the ninth inning with one man out. Luke Biggs working from the stretch, and now backing out of the batter's box is Jameson Cockrell. So a single by Valentine, a strikeout by Sam Reimer. Catcher's interference called on the Brock Dreher, and Jameson Cockrell now to the plate for Hastings here in the bottom half of the ninth as the pitch comes in there for a ball, 1-0 the count. Hastings trying to pull one off here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They did it in the bottom of the 11th inning yesterday in their 3-2 win over Lincoln Southwest Pinnacle Bank. 1-0 the count here. Luke Biggs working from the stretch. Next pitch, fastball hit on the ground. Fielded there by it goes over the shortstop's glove in the center field. Here comes one run, comes in to score. That's a 7-5 ball game. The shortstop Waldron was moving toward the bag at second, and the ball takes an awkward hop right over his glove in the center field. And that's going to be a base hit. Drives home a run. Jameson Cockrell drives home Valentine around from second base to score. Now Hastings is down by 2 runs as Brock Dreher is now at second base. Cockrell is on at first, and now the winning run comes to the plate in the form of Alex Pangadeban, but not before we see a visit from the head man for Omaha Westside, as he's going to come out and talk things over here on the pitcher's mound. So, fate might be in our hands. A catcher interference and a bad hop over the shortstop's glove there towards second base. Hastings gets a run in to make it a 7-5 ball game now. Here in the bottom half of the ninth inning, the winning run in the form of Alex Pangadeban will come to the plate. Alex got some power. He knocked one out of the park at North Platte last weekend. Wouldn't that be something? Painting the picture for you here. Alex Pangadeban coming in the plate right now. Here in the ninth inning of play, Pango has got a 2-run double back there in the first inning. He flew out to right field in the second. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth. Reached on a single in the seventh inning of play. So he's got 2 base hits tonight. Just needing to get aboard. He seems with one man out here in the ninth inning. And a 7-5 ball game now. As the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Cockrell is down at first base. And Brock Dreher is down at second base for Hastings. With Alex Pangadeban at the plate. Hastings right in the meat of the order right now. There's the next pitch popped up. first base side. That's going to stay in the field of play. The first baseman's going to call for it, and he makes the catch. That's Waldron. Mike Waldron grabs the ball there around the foul line. So now there's two men out, and Hastings is down to their final out. Mason spilling it coming up there for Hastings. He's in two double plays tonight. He's grounded out once, and he's reached on a fielder's choice. And now Hastings down to their final out for the summer of 2014, unless Mason Spillett can continue things here. Brooks Asher is in the on-deck circle for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Runners are on at first and second base. Hastings trailing by 2 runs, 7-5. The pitch to the plate here is going to be in there for a strike. Millard West won tonight in the first ball game, 8-2. They will play the winner of this ball game tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock. Here comes the next pitch, swung on, and the foul tap. And now it's no balls and 2 strikes. If KB Building Services wins this ball game, Millard West would have to beat him twice tomorrow in order to win the championship here in the American Division of the Class A State Tournament. If Hastings wins, Hastings will play Millard West, or the winner playing this Omaha Westside team at 8 o'clock for the championship. No balls and 2 strikes here in the ninth inning of play. Spilnick back out of the batter's box. Luke Biggs coming set, looking in for the sign from his catcher, Alex Nielsen. He's got it. Here comes the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and found tap. He just got a little piece of that one. I mean, a little piece of that one as it goes trickling back behind the catcher. So the count remains at no balls and 2 strikes and a good-looking curveball there by Luke Biggs. Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base. Here in the bottom half of the ninth inning, they're trailing by a couple of runs, 7-5. They count no balls and 2 strikes. Ball's going to be hit toward right field. Coming on is going to be Myers, makes the catch. Ball game and season over for Hastings. Mason Spilnick flies out to right field to end the inning. Hastings drops this one tonight to Omaha Westside. Final score of 7-5. 7 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Omaha Westside. 5 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Hastings in that final inning, they score 1 run on a couple of base hits, no errors, and 2 men left on base. In the final score, Hastings 7, Omaha Westside 5. Back with a recap after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Omaha Westside KB Building Services knocks off Hastings here tonight. Final score is 7-5. Again, Omaha Westside, 7 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Hastings, 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Hastings scoring 4 runs in the first inning of play and then didn't score again until the ninth. They got that run in the bottom of the ninth inning, but KB Building Services, Omaha Westside, had a run in the first, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th. Then he added 2 more in the 8th and 1 in the 9th. They go on to win over Hastings tonight by a score of 7-5. Omaha Westside now 49-3 in the season. They will play for the championship tomorrow against Millard West, who beat Papillion La Vista South 8-2 in the opener tonight. Hastings wraps up their season with a mark of 29 wins and 20 losses. Mason Spilenick is going to be hit with a loss tonight. Alex Pangan even went the first seven innings tonight on the mound. Gave up four runs, five hits. He had five walks and three strikeouts. Mason Spilenick pitched the final two innings, gave up three runs, five hits. He had one walk and no strikeouts. He ends the season with a mark of four wins and five losses. Hastings 5 points back drops this one here tonight at Omaha Westside 7-5. Stay tuned. We got the player of the game coming up and the pitcher's postgame show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
So the season is over for Hastings. 5 points back. They lose here tonight to Omaha Westside by a score of 7-5. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the top of the order tonight, really doing some damage for Hastings tonight. Brock Dreher, he had three base hits in the ball game for Hastings. Ended up with eight in the state tournament. Jameson Cockrell, he had three base hits tonight. He ends up with six here in the state tournament. Alex Pangan even, he had a couple of base hits tonight. Pango also getting the start in the ball game tonight for Hastings, 5 points back and throwing the first seven innings of play. Also recording singles tonight for Hastings. Brooks Asher, he also scored a run for Hastings. Ryan Kern, he had a base hit in the ball game tonight. In fact, that was a two-run single in the first inning of play. And Braden Valentine had a base hit in the ninth inning of play. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings, 5 points back. The guys right at the top of the order. They did damage in this ball game. We relied on them the entire tournament. Brock Dreher had three base hits. He had eight for the state tournament. And Jameson Cockrell, he had three base hits tonight. He had six base hits for the entire tournament. Both players scored a run in the ball game tonight. So Brock Dreher, Jameson Cockrell are players of the game tonight for Hastings, 5 points back. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at 5 Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have 5 Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your 5 Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, 5 Points Bank.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
All right, back here in South Omaha, Hastings season comes to an end tonight. They lose to KB Building Services out of Omaha West Side, a score of 7-5 here tonight, as we still wait for Russ Kindig to make his way up to the broadcast facility tonight. Give you a chance to get you up to date on the scores. Class A Omaha tournament here. First ball game won by Millard West today as they beat Papillion-La Vista South by the score of 8-2. They will play Omaha West Side for the title tomorrow. And it'll be Millard West needing to beat Omaha West Side twice to win the championship. West Side with a win over Hastings tonight, 7-5. Class A tournament in Grand Island tonight. Omaha Creighton Prep beats Omaha Burke 14-3. In the second ball game, Grand Island ousted Kearney 5-4. So Grand Island will play Omaha Creighton Prep at 4:30 tomorrow. Prep will have to beat Grand Island twice in order to win the championship. Watching the Class C state tournament at Hebron. Hebron beat Pender today in the first ball game 6-5. Sutton, they stay alive as they beat Shelton Gibbon in the second ball game tonight 4-3. So all those teams have one loss now in that tournament, the Class C tournament. Is Sutton making its way through the loser's bracket, picking up a big win over Shelton Gibbon in the ball game tonight. The Class A juniors tournament going on at Elkhorn South. The games so far, Omaha Scott beat Millard South by the score of 3-1. That eliminates Millard South from the tournament. And tonight, it was Lincoln East down in Grand Island 5 Points Bank, 9-8 in 8 innings. So Grand Island 5 Points Bank, they were the undefeated team. They lose tonight to Lincoln East by the score of 9-8. Again, Hastings 5 Points Bank dropping this one to KB Building Services, the team out of Omaha West Side. The score of 7-5. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
So Hastings dropping this one here tonight by a score of 7-5 to Omaha West Side. KB Building Services, Hastings ending up the season at 29-20. They won just 12 games all of last season. They go to the Area 7 tournament out in North Platte, finish second to Kearney Runza, playing 5 games out there, and they come to the state tournament here in Omaha. They finish 2-2 as they lose here tonight to Omaha West Side by a score of 7-5. The coach still down talking with his players on this final game of the 2014 summer. So, obviously, disappointed with the loss, but a good showing, I think, out of Hastings 5 Points Bank as they come here and go toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in the state of Nebraska. That's Omaha West Side, a team that certainly will be in the mix to win it all here the next week or so as they lose tonight by the score of 7-5 after Hastings led 4-0 after the first inning of play. So that'll wrap up coverage from the state tournament and from Legion Baseball for 2014. From my producer and engineer, Dwayne Norris, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Omaha.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
You're listening to 1230 KHAS Hastings.